following is a presentation of the New Skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Back left to Trevin. Pull, fire, score! Trevin nails for three!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. To get you ready for BYU versus Houston, here's your host, Ben Bagley.
And good late morning, BYU Hoops fans, and welcome into Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Today, your BYU Cougars hit the road for the first time in over a month for their first Big 12 road game of the season at 14th-ranked Houston. It's the Cougars in blue versus the Cougars in red, and the challenge is huge today for your blue Cougs. Houston comes into today's game in the Furtado Center, boasting a nation's longest home win streak at 29 games, and they are 106 overall in that building. But I would like to remind BYU fans, one of those six losses at home came at the hands of the BYU Cougars in 2019 when TJ Haws hits a corner three to give the Blue Cougs a 72-71 win in Houston. We'll talk to Mark Durant about that game and that reaction coming up in the next segments. Time to see if Kevin Young's Cougs can repeat that winning performance in Houston in a quest to stay undefeated in Big 12 play. Coach Young, for his part, has made it a point with his team to drill in the concept that good teams win on the road. He talked about it this week with Greg Wrubell on the Coach's Show, and he's mentioned it multiple times. He said that that's the reason why that loss at Providence over a month ago hurt this team so bad, but not just hurt, it also has kind of served as a rallying call for his team to improve and show that they are, in fact, a good team and can win road games. Taking a look at the tell of the tape for these two teams going into the second game of conference play, looking at a couple of fairly important rankings. The net rankings, BYU's 39th in the net, Houston at 6 in the net. That's really good. KenPom, BYU's 40, Houston's at 4, BPI, BYU at 28, Houston at 3, and in the latest bracketology from ESPN and Jill Lenardi, BYU is one of the last four teams in the NCAA tournament as an 11 seed. They'll be in the play-in games right now, slated against North Carolina, according to bracketology. Houston is a 4 seed. So these are two very, very good teams facing off today in the second game for each in Big 12 play. Last time out for Houston, they opened conference play on the road in at Oklahoma State, getting a 60-47 victory in Stillwater. Juwan Roberts recorded a double-double, leading the team in points and rebounds with 20-11. L.J. Cryer had 18 points in that game as well. Cryer, for his part, leads the team in scoring this season at 15.1 points per game. For BYU, their last time out, a career high with 30 points for Richie Saunders helped lead the Cougars to a 76-56 win over Arizona State on New Year's Eve in the Marriott Center. Saunders had himself a night, not only having a career high in points, but also having a career high in three-pointers attempted with 11, three-pointers made with 6, and field goals made with 11, and attempts with 18, field goal attempts with 18. So, of course, he is today's pregame conversation. I began our conversation with Richie Saunders by asking him at what point in the game against Arizona State did he know it was going to be his night?
No. I think you never know going into it, right? Like, last game was my night in with, like, getting a lot of shots up or whatever. But you never know. Like, it's just that's what a team is, right? It's like, sometimes it's going to be more your night, and other times, like, you have to get other stuff done. Really, it just happened to kind of fall into place like that.
Are you telling me not to expect 30 points from you every night from here on out?
You know, that'd be incredible, right? But that's funny. I mean, you know, the thing is again, that's a team. And like Danny Ainge, this is what he told me. Like this summer, actually, he's like, look, like there's going to be times when you need to score 20. There's going to be times when you're going to need to get a lot of shots up. There's other times when you're going to need to get a game-saving rebound or steal or block. But yeah, you know, he really just was like, look, like if you don't, if you're not getting however many shots up a game, that's, don't worry about it, because there's so much to a team.
I saw a tweet from a national analyst after the game the other night on New Year's Eve that said Richie Saunders is quickly making that transition from glue guy to go-to guy for this BYU team. I mean, you've always been an energy guy. You've always been that quote-unquote glue guy. I don't know if that's an insult to you, but that glue guy, so to speak, on this team, like, how has your role changed inside your head with this team and kind of your role on this team just in the way you see it?
You know, like, I'm, first off, like, this year for last year, like, I am having to fit a different role. I mean, think everybody can see it, you know? But, like, for me mentally, like, it's, I don't know. I don't think of, like, I don't know if I think of it like of this, okay, now my role is this, right? Like, I don't necessarily think of it like, okay, well, now I need to score, right? Like, I mean, I just think, again, it goes back to what I said previously, is just like, we have a team and we do have different, like, focuses. And I think it changes, like I said, I'm trying not to repeat myself so much, but like, just game to game is different. But like, I'm older. That's the thing I wanted to emphasize. Like, I am older and I have to take a more of a leadership kind of spot. Like, I have to help. There's team, like, we're going on the road into a big, this is a big game. All right. Like, they're an incredible team. And, like, I've played them before, you know, like I've played other games like this where they're really physical and, the refs aren't going to be saving us. You know, like, and so like, again, I've kind of learned this last little bit, but, like, I just, I, part of my job on this team is like, I have to help people see and, like, I don't know, like, help them cast a vision of how to win and just, like, how to win on the road and how to just do these little things that help us win, ultimately.
Well, let's turn the page there. Looking at Houston, they're ranked 14th in the nation. Big 12's a grind. There are no easy games, especially road games in this conference. What are you guys going to have to do better against Houston than what you did against Arizona State in order to get a victory?
Yeah, you know, like, it's actually this is a good next game. They have some similarities about them, especially on the defensive end. You know, I mean, plenty of differences, but just the overall scheme of we need to move the ball and look for these skip passes and look inside out. On offense, but you know, like, they are incredibly, like, they're incredible on the offensive glass, and so that's our challenge, is like, if we can rebound, this is gonna be great, right? I don't know their statistics, I don't really know a lot of that stuff, but I do know that they crash really hard at the glass. You know, like, they're that's what they're known for. And so we talk about it, it's a gang rebound. Like, every time it's a gang rebound, we got to rebound together. And it's going to be a great challenge to do so.
What would a 2-0 start mean for you guys in conference? I mean, last year you started 0-2.
Yeah.
You had an opportunity to swap that and start 2-0. What would that mean for this team?
You know, like, I thought about that the last little bit. Like, I didn't realize it last year, but like, that would be huge. You know, like, there's every game you can, like, however you need to do it, if you can just win, like, that's a big deal. And, you know, like, this, like, every game is just really hard, is a big challenge, and which is great. But going 2-0 would be incredible.
I don't know if you remember, but the last time BYU won at Houston, it was a TJ Haws corner.
I remember watching it actually. Yeah.
So if it comes down to that in Houston on Saturday to get the win, who do you want taking that shot in the corner to get the victory?
Yeah, we have a lot of people. That's what the best thing about this team is. And I have so much confidence in a lot of people. If it's me, I'm gonna knock that thing down. If it's Dawson and Trevin or Ye or Cannon or like, it just goes down the line. We got people that know how to hit the big shots.
Well, hopefully it doesn't come down to that, Richie. Good luck on Saturday against Houston. Look forward to another 30-point output for you.
I appreciate it, man.
There you go, Richie Saunders in today's pregame conversation. Coming off a 30-point career-high night for Richie, we'll see what he can do tonight at Houston against the 14th-ranked Cougars. Coming up next, we'll head to the Frittata Center in Houston for a courtside conversation with Mark Durant. Cougar Pregame Live continues in a moment on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Ben Bagley with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
And welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. It's time for our courtside conversation, so we bring in the one and the only, Mark Durant. Mark, how are you this Saturday morning?
Oh, I'm doing great, Ben. It's been a great 2025, and now I get to watch my Cougars play, and yeah, this is good stuff, man. No complaints from me.
Well, we end 2024 with a win in conference play. Hopefully we open 2025 with a win in conference play. But first, right now you're sitting in Houston in a seat you sat in, well, a few other times. One of those times was on November 15th, 2019. That would be one of the six times Houston's lost at home in the Frittata Center. And if you don't remember, Mark, it sounded something like this with you and Jason Shepherd on the call.
With 3 seconds, Hawes pulls up, fades away, gets it! It comes in! T.J. Hawes gets a fade!
Yeah!
I don't know if you can hear me. I just got my headset yanked off. Kawhi Leonard, eat your heart out. T.J. Hawes with an all-timer right in front of us, Jason. Can you believe it?
T.J. Hawes hitting the baseline there, the corner three for a 72-71 victory. And I have to be honest, Mark, Terry South pulled that up, and it is edited because in the middle there at some point, you guys knocked yourselves off the air with that melee in front of you. And I'm sitting here in studio picking up like, well, we've lost Mark and Jason in Houston, but we'll get back to them in just a moment.
Oh, that's hilarious to listen to. You know, I get pretty excited, but that was over the top even for me. And the reason why that you don't see on the radio is it just so happened that because the fans were standing and there was an opening between the broadcast table and the floor that I was kind of standing on the sideline watching that last play. And TJ hits it, which is exciting, obviously. But as he hits it, he's kind of falling and – and when he sees it go through the hoop, he turns, and we're like three feet from each other, and his arms are up, and my arms are up, and I was the closest one, and so we just embrace each other, and I mean, there's no reason a broadcaster should ever have that kind of moment, but I was just happened to be there, and then the team rushes from across the court, and it's just a mob, and I'm at the center of it with TJ. It was hilarious and fun, and I got my headset yanked off. And, that's an all-time memory. That's a memory that a broadcaster should never have, but I'm grateful for it.
If you want to see it, you can find it on YouTube. I've seen it many times on YouTube. So, hey, but that's we bring that up not only because it was a cool moment, but this Houston team is really, really good at home. And BYU is one of the few teams that's gone into that house there and got a victory. Is it possible for them to do that again today?
I think so. I think Houston is really good. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think they're as invulnerable as they have been in years past. I think it's a chance that, you know, if BYU plays well, that they could get a win here. But, you know, a lot of teams have thought that and have gone away empty-handed here. And you know, you talk about buildings a lot of times. Oh, they're really good. This building's tough to play in. Well, the reason the building is tough to play in is because the team that plays in the building is really good. And Houston has been so good for so long. But I do think there's some openings here for BYU. But they'll have to play great. They'll have to play almost flawlessly. And I go back to that TJ game. I mean, that was a really good Houston team. They had a long win streak at the time here. And And BYU came out and took the crowd out early and got a little bit of a lead, and it slipped away late, so they had to have the heroics. But I think that's kind of the formula. Come out strong, take the crowd out a little bit, put some doubt in the minds of the Houston players, and then just try and hold on, really. You're not going to run away from Houston in this building. You just want to have a shot at the end like they did with TJ and like they did last year at home with Trevor Nell having a shot at the end of that game. You just want to be in the game. And I think after what I saw against Arizona State, I'm much more confident, Ben, for BYU to be in the game to have a chance than I would have said after the Providence game. But I thought Arizona State looks really good. I think this team's getting better defensively, getting more confident. And, you know, Yegor and Richie being back, I like BYU's chances. They're not great chances, but there is a chance.
One thing I want to bring up is, I mean, Houston, obviously a good team. That building, they're having a lot of success. 29 straight wins there. The nation's longest home win streak. But something Kevin Young's kind of really pounded into his team is that fact, and you've talked to him about this before, good teams win on the road. Like the whole it's hard to win on a road philosophy, kind of a misnomer. I mean, it's hard to win any game. But you face teams out on the road, and good teams, the great teams, win on the road, and they do so at a nice clip. Now, BYU, that's why that Providence game hurt so bad, is they went out there with that mentality, and then they got beat by Providence. But Coach Young said since then that it's kind of helped motivate this team to be better, and this is their first opportunity to prove that they can be a good team winning out on the road.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to put too much emphasis on one game. And again, Houston's a top 15 team, very good, great defensive team. So even if you got worked here, I mean, it's not the end of the world for you. But I think it will say a lot about the future for this team, because I really think that road wins are the greatest indicator of a great team. I mean, it is hard to do, and I know Coach Young kind of is not a big fan of, you know, giving too much deference to away games and home court advantage and things. And I get that, but it really is a challenge to not get sped up, to not let the crowd get in your head. I mean, it's mentally a supreme challenge to play the type of basketball that you want to play in an adverse environment. And great teams do that. I mean, that's the kind of the definition of that. And again, I'm not saying if BYU loses today that they can't be a great team, but I think we'll learn a lot about how this team can perform in these situations and how they'll be able to perform going forward in the rest of the Big 12, because you know there's going to be a lot of opportunities to play on the road in the Big 12.
No, there's no doubt about it. This conference, home and road, tough games every week. One thing that I want to bring up before I let you go quickly here, Mark, is you talked about Richie and Yegor being back. Richie having a big night against ASU. Yegor still trying to knock the rust off a little bit. What do you expect to see from him tonight?
I expect to see him much better. I mean, he did have some rust in that game against ASU, but he did good things. He had 7 assists, got a couple steals. I think one of the things we don't really talk about is how good he is defensively, and he usually plays the kind of the point of that zone or the point of the defense, and with his long arms and quickness, he creates a lot of trouble in passing lanes and gets his hand on a lot of basketballs. So he did some good things, but there was about 7 or 8 minutes in the second half where I thought he was back to his old self. He looked really, really good. And I think we'll see more of that. And maybe it'll be 15 minutes this game or 25 minutes the next game. He's getting back there. I think he's a little bit having a little bit of confidence issues with his three-point shot. And for him to be really successful, he's got to be able to hit the three-point shot, be a threat out there. And he'll get that. I'm not worried. You watch him in practices, the guy can shoot. I mean, the guy can shoot. So it just gets him confidence, and once he sees one or two go down, I think he'll get right back in that boat again and be what we saw earlier in the season. And BYU needs that. They just absolutely, if you're talking about competing for a conference championship, it is essential. He and Cannon have to play like their first-round draft picks. And if they do, BYU will be in the conference title hunt. And if they don't, then they'll be kind of middle of the pack at best.
Well, Mark, look forward to the call and see what theatrics you have in store for us today.
All right, my friend. Have a good one.
That's Mark Durant. Him and Greg Rubel will be on the call and take us on home to the tip-off here in just a moment. One more segment to go to here. We'll check some scores and the schedule in the Big 12. But first, go to BigOTires.com, especially right now if you're in Utah looking outside at the snow, and make an appointment at one of the 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. After a quick timeout, we'll look at scores and schedule for Big 12 on the second day of conference play. You're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Ben Bagley.
And welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We're getting you ready for the BYU Cougars and the 14th-ranked Houston Cougars. Taking a look at the Big 12 scores and schedule for today. One game in action right now, Oklahoma State at West Virginia, and the Mountaineers taking it to the Cowboys, 55-27. 14 minutes left in the second half in that game. Other games today on the Big 12 slate. 25th-ranked Baylor at 3rd-ranked Iowa State, Arizona at 16th-ranked Cincinnati, Kansas State at TCU, Colorado at Arizona State, and Texas Tech at the University of Utah. Don't forget tonight, the BYU women's hoops team is on the road at West Virginia. Hear that game tonight with Jason Shepherd on the call right here on the BYU Radio Network. Coming up next, we'll send you down to Houston for Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Rubel and Mark Durant. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
Good morning, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside the Fertitta Center in Houston, Texas. The 7,000-seat home of the 14th-ranked Houston Cougars, and home to the longest home court win streak in all of college basketball. UH has won 29 consecutive home games, last losing a game in this venue almost 2 years ago. BYU looking to do today what BYU did last season in Lawrence when BYU ended Kansas's 19-game home win streak. I'm your play-by-play presenter, Greg Rubel. I'm joined courtside by my broadcast partner for the last 28 seasons, the beloved former Cougar hoopster, Mark Durant. Mark, it's strength against strength today. BYU with its top 25 scoring offense and top 10 two-point percentage offense against Houston, and its number one ranked scoring defense and number one ranked field goal percentage defense. BYU averaging 85 points a game. Houston allowing only 55 points a game. They've allowed as many as 75 in a game only one time this season.
Yeah, a lot of times we'll say, you know, BYU's facing a really good defensive team or one of the top teams in the country in defense. Today we say it, we mean it. I mean, this is the best defensive team in the country that BYU's going to play. And when I was a player, I used to like that. I wanted to try see how we would do against the very, very best. And so this is kind of an opportunity for BYU to show what they could do. Like in the football game the other night, you're playing against Colorado, one of the top offenses, passing offenses in the country. It gives you some extra motivation and incentive to really want to play well and show that you can compete against that high level of play. Now, I don't think BYU is going to score 75 or 80 points, but I think they do need to get about 65 to have a chance to win this. Because you talk about their defense, they're also a really good offensive team. Got a lot of players. Cryer's really good. And so you're going to have to put some points on the board. Can BYU get enough is the question against that Bonnet defense.
We'll hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young about it next as the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show continues from Houston on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Rubel.
Coming up, just after the top of the hour, 10-2, BYU visiting 9-3 Houston. Both teams off to 1-0 starts in Big 12 play. BYU a home winner over Arizona State Tuesday afternoon, while Houston won at Oklahoma State on Monday night. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For all of your personal and business banking needs, Visit us online at ZionsBank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways Zions Bank is for you. Tuesday, BYU took on an ASU team that brought, well, nobody back from last season's game against BYU. It was an entirely overhauled roster, but today in Houston, head coach Kevin Young and BYU take on a team featuring six players who played in last season's Houston win at the Marriott Center. So it's a veteran group that knows the system, and in particular, a defense that ranks as the stingiest in all of college basketball.
Yeah, I mean, they have a clear cut plan. You know, they know what they want to do. I think you have to be highly intelligent in terms of how you attack it. I don't think you can, you know, do what you normally do, right? And I think that's a hard thing to do from game to game, you know, to be able to take what you normally do and then be able to make an adjustment going into a game. And so that's something we spent a lot of time on, and hopefully our guys are ready for that.
What's something you might look a little different in doing than today against Houston?
Yeah, I think you gotta be more mindful of the pick and roll coverage. You know, the big is going to be super aggressive, and you know, you just watch another team just dribble right into that big. You know, pick and roll attack, you're used to kind of, you know, getting downhill and pick and roll where they don't let you do that. And so trying to string those guys out, you know, trying to space the floor so that the guy coming off the pick and roll has a lot more outlets. In terms of just hitting the roll, you got to have really three outlets every time you're coming off of the pick and roll action. So, you know, we'll try to space them out accordingly, and you know, possibly use Yegor a little bit out of the pick and roll, meaning he's the first pass out, so now he can punish them having two guys away from the basket. So it'll be a fun, you know, chess match from that standpoint, and you know, we'll be ready to adjust on the fly based on what they do.
Not that they can't shoot, because they can, but they love to crash, and that's one of your strengths, is protecting the defensive glass.
Yeah, no, it's been something we've talked about a lot from day one. I mean, Arizona State got too many offensive rebounds, you know, and that's, you know, that metric's definitely going to be tested as we play bigger athletes. You know, these guys aren't crazy big. They're just very athletic, long, you know, high motor guys, and just have want to, honestly, and that's kind of Kelvin's thing, and give him credit for that. But you know, I think our guys are ready for the challenge. You know, Cabe was a high-level rebounder, so is Foose. But, you know, we, you know, as much as Yegor and Cannon get talked about, I mean, they're 6'9", you know, and they can go in there and get rebounds as well. And so we'll have to do it by committee.
Okay. How special is number four for them, L.J. Crier, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he can put the ball in the basket, you know, and I was listening to one of the broadcasts, you know, he was like a 3,000-point scorer in high school. You know, guys like that, I mean, they can score in their sleep, you know, and so – He's interesting because you look at him and he's not the most intimidating, you know, physically intimidating guy. I don't think he's super, super dynamic and quick, but man, that sucker just has a knack for putting the ball in the basket. And so, we want to press up on him. We want to try to make him beat us at the basket. You know, him and Sharp both. Mm-hmm. And I think we got some. You know, we have pretty good length on the perimeter to do that. You know, with Richie, with Mawut, you know, even Yegor and Cannon as well. And so we'll be able to throw some different looks at both those two guys, and hopefully that our length can bother those guys.
And finally, Coach, it's been more than a month since your last away game. I'm sure you want to see how much you've progressed since that Providence game that way.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're not even close to being the same team we were in that game. We've improved, you know, dramatically on both ends of the floor. You know, I like the identity that we sort of established over the last four games, and look to put it to the test here on the road.
All right, Coach, good luck this one. We'll talk to you postgame.
Thank you.
All right, that is BYU head coach Kevin Young. Time now for today's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball, built Ford proud. Mark, what are your keys for the Cougs, the BYU Cougs, we should say, today?
Yeah, for BYU to have a chance, they'll need to shoot enough three-pointers. Now, that's kind of weird to say, but they need to get up attempts at least 25. And Houston's a team that will try and take that away from you. And so get the shots up from three that you need, and then have Houston shoot under 40%. Now, when the two games that they've shot under 40, they're 0-2, and that's a big challenge. But if BYU can get their percentages down and not let them get a lot of offensive rebounds, then they'll have a chance in this one.
So under 40% from the field.
From the field for Houston.
For Houston. All right, as we break, we remind you to go to BigOTires.com. Make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up next, live from the Fertitta Center in Houston, Texas, on the new skin BYU Sports Network. We'll be right back.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Hello, once again, Cougar Nation. We welcome you back courtside inside the Fertitta Center in Houston, Texas, for a Saturday matinee early in Big 12 play. It's BYU's only regular season meeting with the Houston Cougars. BYU picked to finish ninth in conference. Houston picked second. Both teams off to 1-0 starts in conference play. 10th all-time meeting between these two programs. Houston has won 6 of 9, including 3 of 4 here in Houston. Last time BYU played on this floor was more than 5 years ago. TJ Haas hit a last-second game winner. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you courtside for play-by-play and commentary. Studio host is Ben Bagley. Coordinating producer Terry South. Control board operators and editors are Seth Larson and Maya Tippetts. BYU radio engineer is Barry Squires. Tuesday's win over Arizona State was BYU's 12th game of the season, but only the fourth game this season with all of Kevin Young's players available. It was the first game after 2.5 weeks off for Richie Saunders and the first game after 4 weeks away for Yegor Demon, and the result was a wire-to-wire win over an ASU team that had won 6 of 7 coming in. Coach Young told us after the game, Mark, that he challenged his team to play with more confidence and swagger after a sluggish end of the first half, and BYU put the hammer down after halftime. That was a really solid win for BYU on New Year's Eve.
It really was, and I had a hard time, to be honest, shaking that Providence loss. It was a pretty dismal performance, and I had to question, is this team, you know, can they perform? Can they play against really good teams? Can they win on the road? And that the game the other night against ASU, even though it was at home, really helped to calm my mind in that, because that was a dominant performance, and that ASU team was as good as Providence, and so they took care of them. They handled business. They played with that swagger. And the thing about swagger, Greg, is you better have something to back it up. I mean, you can try and walk, have all the swagger you want, but you have to have the game. The game is the swagger, and to play with confidence and get after it, and I saw that. That was a really nice performance. Now, we'll see how it translates on the road, but I feel a lot more optimistic coming into this game than I did earlier in the season, because I think this team is getting better. They are learning. They're getting more confident. They're playing better defense. So much better opportunity here against Houston today.
Yeah, as tough a test as they come, for sure, away from home. Coming up next, we'll hear from Houston assistant coach Casey Beard. As we go to break, we remind you that BYU basketball is brought to you by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This afternoon, Clash of the Cougars. BYU visiting Houston for the first and only time this regular season. Last meeting came last year in Provo. BYU had some late chances to go ahead, but Houston hung on for the 75-68 win. UH went on to win the Big 12 regular season championship by 2 games in its first year as a league member. In year two, it looks like more of the same from Kelvin Sampson's team. UH ranking 14th in the AP poll, top 5 in both net and KenPom. A short time ago, I talked with assistant coach Casey Beard about Houston picking up where it left off last season, thanks to a ton of veteran leadership.
For us, I mean, it's everything in terms of culture, as hard as we want to play offensively, defensively, and the things we want to do. So now when we bring in either a transfer like Milos or a freshman like Mercy, they have a group or a core that can kind of model that, what they need to do. So it's been really important to our success.
And how much of that swimming against the stream is working for Houston? Because, again, the trend nowadays in college basketball isn't to do it this way.
I know a big part of our recruitment is we talk about development.
Yeah.
You know, you want to bring in players and you want to show enough trust in them and develop them. That may be for them to play their freshman year, but it might not be till their sophomore, junior, senior. But what's given the guys coming in confidence in us is they see guys that maybe didn't play a lot early. Jamal Shedd, 45th pick last year's draft, didn't play hardly at all his freshman year. But by the time he was a senior, he's ready to be a pro. And so that's what we want to do, is model a program that's going to develop and get guys where they want to go.
And in a lot of ways, you see that from BYU, too. Richie Saunders, Dallin Hall, Trevin Nell, guys have been around a while.
Yeah, I mean, the way that BYU's been able to mix the veterans with the talent of the young and the newcomers, you know, they've got a chance to be a special team for sure.
Okay, yeah, what are your thoughts about this BYU team right now coming in at 10-2?
Yeah, no, they're, you know, watching them, you can see, to your point, I know just before you said, this is only the fifth time this lineup's played together.
Yeah.
So there's an opportunity for a lot of growth. I think they're just scratching the surface on a lot of things. You know, there's, for international players, there's a little bit of time it takes to getting used to the physicality of the American game. And so the more games that Agor plays, he's going to get more and more comfortable, right? So you're going to see this team continue to get better, you know, especially in a 20-game conference season like the Big 12. You need to have veterans and you need to have talent, and BYU's got both.
Okay, how have you put together a 29-game home court win streak? And the longer it gets, how much does it become more and more of a thing with your guys?
Honestly, I didn't even know it was that many games. We don't talk about it.
Okay.
There's just, I guess, within the culture and the expectation is, you know, you play well at home. This is, you got to protect your home, and especially in conference play. You know, I think when you look to the first round of games that were played earlier this week, the ones you are most concerned about is if you're a home team and you lose, because now you got to go win almost two on the road to make up for that one. So for us, getting off to the right start is going to be important, but it's going to be tough. BYU is a good team.
All right, that is Houston assistant coach KC Beard. BYU fans, make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith next to Home Depot in Linden. More of the Cougar Tip-Off Show next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
All right, BYU and Houston coming up here at the Fertitta Center. Mark, not only is BYU taking on the number one defensive team in the country, BYU trying to win in the toughest building in the country. Houston has won 29 straight home games, and this is only BYU's second true away game of the season.
Yeah, that's going to be a real challenge. And, you know, you can talk all you want about all the dimensions of the court are the same, and it's just a basketball court, and it's just, you just have to play your game. It's a real challenge. From some, taken from me, I played in the Pit, I played at the Hudson Center and the Spectrum and Wyoming. I mean, it makes a difference, and the great teams are able to calm themselves and not get sped up and not react and just play their game and use their strengths. And a lot of times when you see a team win in a road environment like this, it's because they got out early and they took the crowd out of it a little bit. And so that'll be important, and we'll see how it goes for BYU. But I just want to see them play well. I just, win or lose, I want to see this team continue to make progress, and I think that's good enough for me. If you get a win, that would be something.
Final word before tip-off next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
Tip-off moments away here in Houston. Questions I have, Mark, before tip-off. When are we going to see the next big game from Yegor Dimon? Yes, he missed 4 weeks due to injury, but he's been under 10 points in four of his last five games.
He just needs to see a couple shots go in, and then I think his confidence will grow. I thought that in the second half the other night, he had about 6 minutes where he looked like his old self. That'll get more and more as he keeps playing.
All right, tip-off of BYU in Houston coming up right after this. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
Skip pass goes to Cannon for a wide open three, and that's good.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All Pro Capital Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust, brought to you by Ken Garth, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU Basketball.
Yegor for three. That's good! Top of the key three! Yegor Demi!
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU in Houston, starting lineups brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Houston will start at the point, Milos Uzan at the two, LJ Cryer at the three, Emmanuel Sharp, JoJo Tugler at the four, and Jawan Roberts as the starting center. Head coach Kelvin Sampson. Mark Durant now introduces to you your BYU Cougars.
Point guard for the Cougars, Yegor Dimon. Number three, the freshman out of Russia. The two, number 30, Dallin Hall, the junior from Plain City, Utah. Your three man is number 15, Richie Saunders, the junior from Riverton. Four is number six, Cannon Catchings, the freshman from Brownsburg, Indiana. And in the five spot, the big fellow, the man in the middle, number 13, Gabe Akeda, 6'9", junior out of Bamako, Mali. That's your starting five for the 10 and 2 Cougars. 0-1 in true away games, coached by head coach Kevin Young in season number one.
Officials for today's game, Jeffrey Anderson, Gary Maxwell, and DeSell Dean. Time now for the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off. Tip off your education in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. BYU in royal blue with white today, and Houston in the all-whites with red letters and numerals. BYU and Houston, clash of the Cougars in a Saturday matinee early in Big 12 play. And here we go. Great to have you with us at the Fertitta Center. Always sold out. Official capacity 7,000. Gary Maxwell is now taking a couple of extra seconds with Emmanuel Sharp and Cannon Catchings to get their spacing right on the tap. It'll be Tugler and Kata as they get ready to toss it up. And Tugler slaps back to Milos Uzan, the former Oklahoma Sooner. Yes, he's faced BYU last year in Norman, playing for the Sooners. First possession for Houston as the UH Cougars go left to right as we see it, and you hear it, and the Cougs force a steal off the double. Richie Saunders deflects to Cannon Catchings, and BYU's away off the early Houston turnover.
It's like an isolation. Richie doubled off his man, able to knock it away. Good play.
Yegor, high to Kata. Kata right wing, Cannon Catchings. BYU right to left as we see it and you hear it here in the first half. The forecourt for BYU right in front of us. Cannon Catchings dribbles it from the perimeter right side. Finds Dallin Hall. Now topside Yegor down to a 4-second shot clock. Dallin, touch pass on the corner. Cannon for three, really heavy on it. Late in the shot clock, and they call it a shot clock violation as that was a good foot past the rim. That was too late in the clock, and Cannon didn't really set himself, and that three-pointer well long from the right corner. So both teams go empty on their opening possessions. Houston with a turnover and BYU on a late clock three that was airballed.
Yeah, we see that vaunted defense causing BYU troubles, but I do think Cannon had a couple opportunities earlier than that and had a look and didn't take it.
Uzan, left wing Cryer. Cryer and Saunders, the two Big 12 players with 30-point games this year. Uzan for three, strong on it. Yegor collects the rebound. Down floor Cannon. Cannon leaking. Euro to the hoop, and he lost it, but he's fouled on his way to the rim. Fortunate for BYU as Cannon forced the action and drew the shooting foul. And so, nope, we're going to say no shots. They say that Cannon wasn't yet in the act of putting it up, so no free throws.
Pretty emphatic that he was going up, yeah. But then he changed his mind, I guess.
Emmanuel Sharp picks up the foul. Non-shooting, Yegor will trigger to the right of the BYU bucket. Lobs out to Kata, right wing. Now Dallin Hall between the circles. Looks to his right, gives to his right to Demon. Yegor looks back to Kevin Young to get instructions. Now left wing Dallin Hall down to a 15-second shot clock. 1:20 gone here in the opening court, opening half. Demon, right wing Dallin, under 10 on the shot. Dallin will drive, shove away, offensive foul.
That's too bad. He hits the shot, and I don't think there was a lot of contact, but he did extend his left forearm, and that'll get the referee's attention.
Neither team has scored. 90 seconds in. Houston allowing 54.6 points per game. BYU averaging 84.8 points per game. Unlikely that BYU sees the 80s in this one. Left wing Sharp to the top, down the lane, stops at 10 feet, fades away, and scores it. Nice shot from Emmanuel Sharp. Second leading scorer on this team at 13.7 points per game, a 44% field shooter, and he scores the first two for Houston. BYU looking for its first bucket. We're 2 minutes in. 2-0 Houston. Demon closed out on by Uzon near the timeline. Jaeger will drive it, cuff it, scoop it, and score it! Beautifully down with the right hand off the window.
Well, they came hard with the high screen double, and Jaeger made him pay. Beautiful reverse under the hoop. Tough finish.
BYU's first finish of the afternoon. 2-2, 2.5 minutes in. Uzan on the angle right. Finds Roberts at the right elbow. Roberts will dive to the middle. Wow. A swooping left-handed jump hook across the lane from 8 feet goes.
He gave the too small to Jaeger, but I think that was more luck than anything.
Roberts scores to make it 4-2. Houston, Richie Saunders, right wing, up high to Jaeger, and left wing Dallin Hall. 15-second shot clock. Richie pulls and fires and misses the three, top of the key. The rebound falls to Roberts. Down floor, Cryer. Cryer, perimeter left. Now to the bump, right wing, long three, right side for Sharp, spins out. Richie grabs the carom. BYU down 4-2, 3 minutes and 3 seconds into half number one. Jaeger, straight away Richie. Nice seal by Kaba. Kaba right to the rim, up and in, and the Cougs tie the game at four. Kada off the high-low.
Kaba's really good at sealing his man, but BYU doesn't look for that very often, but a great pass from Richie. Finds him right in the spot. It's a good move for Kada.
3.5 in, 4-4, our score. Straight away, Tugler. Left wing, Sharp. Sharp terminates left junction. Right wing, Uzan. Right corner, Cryer. Now a post feed. Right block to Roberts. The double comes from Richie. The pass high to Sharp. The touch to Cryer, left wing. He'll drive with three and with two. Missed the jumper. Rebound falls to Tugler. Stepped on the baseline with it, I think.
Hit the bottom of the backboard, okay. Standard. So that'll be BYU ball.
Cougar basketball. BYU Cougar basketball. 16-13 to play in the first half. 4-4. Nice back and forth start to this one. Not a ton of scoring, but good basketball being played.
Chance for BYU to take the lead. It's has been rare for an opponent to have the lead in this building against Houston.
Jaeger tried to find Kada on the roll, but the pass was deflected, taken away. Turnover for Demon. Down floor, Emmanuel Sharp. Oh, Sharp runs Hall into a hard screen set by Tugler, and then the shoot and score from Emmanuel Sharp. It's a three-pointer right side after Dallin got leveled on a screen to the right side. 7-4, fans on their feet, three-point lead. The under 16-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Saunders missing a three. Offensive rebound, BYU. Catchings collects. Goes back up with it. Blocked from behind. And Sharp coming the other way for Houston. 7-4, 4.5 gone. Sharp will drive, take a hit, miss it at the rim. He'll shoot two free throws after this. 15:23 to go until halftime. It is Houston 7 and BYU 4. UH shooting free throws after this break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. In BYU's second year in the Big 12, Cougs looking to win their conference away opener for the first time. Last year, after BYU opened league play with a home loss to Cincinnati, BYU went to Baylor and lost in Waco. So the Cougs were 0-2 to open Big 12 play in their first year in the league last year. BYU could do no worse than 1-1 here in year two as BYU won its home opener in conference play against ASU on Tuesday, now playing here in Houston. Home of the nation's longest home court win streak at 29 consecutive home wins. And early on, it is Houston leading BYU by a score of 7-4. The difference is the 1 3-point shot made in this game. UH is 1 of 3 from three. BYU 0 for 3 from deep. 7-4, Houston leading BYU early.
Well, one of the impressive things about Houston and their defense is their ability to guard their man. And they don't require a lot of help from other guys, so it's hard to free yourself up. A lot of times you're depending on help, and then the defense gets behind, then you get open threes. So it's going to be a challenge, but BYU has gotten some three looks, just have not hit them. Richie, who was so good the other night, misses his first couple. That last was his best look, and he wasn't able to put that one down.
As we come back in, Emmanuel Sharp will shoot two free throws. He was hit on his way to the hole right before the break, and he makes the first free throw to give Houston It's game-high lead of 4 at 8-4. BYU has 2 fouls, Dallin Hall 1 and Kaba Cato 1. Sharp, the free-throw shooter, has the only foul for UH. Second of 2 for the 9-4 lead, and it's good. Rattles home.
7 points for Sharp, so he does, in fact, look sharp in this one. Obviously, you're worried about Pryor, but Sharp able to put points on the board.
Sharp has the only 3 in this game. Richie Saunders coming off a 30-point game, 0 for 2 to start. Fuseni Traore is checked in, sees a double in the right block, jumps a pass all the way across the floor and turns it over. So BYU 4 early turnovers, 5 minutes in. It is Houston 9 and BYU 4, and that's Fuseni Traore with nowhere to go in the right corner, trying to pass all the way to the left corner and rainbowed it into the supporters section.
He's a good passer, but he hasn't seen a lot of doubles this year. That one came very aggressively early, and Fuse got a little bit panicky. There's Cryer. It misses. 3.
Offensive rebound by Roberts, and a reset to Cryer will do it again. This one short again. Another offensive rebound for Houston. Cryer thought about it. One more time. We'll drive it instead. Send high to Uzan.
Usually third time is the charm for a team. Let's see if Houston could get a third chance.
Uzan for 3 left side, and there it is. And Houston is suddenly out to a 12-4 lead on an 8-0 run. And the nation's best defensive rebounding team in BYU got eaten up on the offensive boards on that possession. Dawson Baker's in for BYU. Yegor. Left wing Dawson. Fakes to the left, pass right to Yegor, 35 feet away. BYU down 8 early. Cannon catching, step back on the base left. Nice jumper from Cannon catching. Smoothly done on the left base. It ends an 8-0 Houston run. And the score is now 12-6, UH by 6.
He got a hard dribble baseline. He got his defender leaning, and then he was able to pull up for the 12-footer.
Uzan straight away. Right wing Cryer. Working outside the perimeter. Uzan 25 feet away left. 3 BYU Cougars ready to check in, including Mihailo Boskovic, who did not play in the last game. Boskovic, Nell, and Hall will enter with 13:34 to go. Houston leading BYU by a score of 12-6. Houston shooting 44%, BYU 43%. But thanks to those offensive rebounds, which are 3-1, it's 3-0 in second chance points, and BYU without a 3 to Houston's 2. Those are the difference makers early in this one. Having checked in off the bench, Terrence Arsenault for Kelvin Sampson. Uzan will drive it. Eurowitt take a hit on the way to the hole. Kind of bailed out. A little bit out of control was Uzan, but he'll get 2 free throws out of BYU's 3rd team foul. 1 team foul for UH. More free throws for Houston, leading BYU by a score of 12-6 here at the Fertitta Center. BYU basketball presented by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. Milos Uzan rims out the free throw. He's an 80% free throw shooter, is Uzan, the Las Vegan transfer from Oklahoma. Remains scoreless in this game, 0-for-1 from the free throw line. A second of 2 with his team up 6 and makes the second of 2, so 1-for-2 on the trip. And 13-6, Houston leading BYU.
All right. I like Dawson and Foose together. Let's see if they can work those two.
Baker straight away. We'll drive it to the top of the arc. Still on the dribble, terminates now right wing Nell. Nell, well outside the perimeter. Right side, now left to Baker with a 5-second shot clock. 13:05 on the first half game clock. It's down to 3, down to 2, and a pass right through the hands of Dallin Hall from Dawson Baker. And that's turnover number 5 for BYU. 5 turnovers in 7 minutes.
Yeah, no comfort level for BYU right now. Everything seems tense and forced, and that's not a good sign against Houston. They're like a shark with smelling blood in the water when teams do that.
Javier Francis also in off the bench. Left corner, Arsenault. Straight away, Uzan. Back to Arsenault for 3. Short on it. Another offensive rebound. Javier Francis.
Yeah, Dawson was waiting on that. He could have easily got that rebound. Everybody, all 5 have to go get rebounds.
BYU is the number 1 defensive rebounding percentage team in the country, but Houston getting a ton of offensive boards. And off the reset, another 3. So BYU's not just giving up the boards. They're giving up 3s off the rebound. Timeout to Kevin Young as Terrence Arsenault knocks down the triple. And three-point shooting has Houston in front. A comfortable margin of 10. It's 16-6. And it's three-point shooting right now. Houston coming into today as a 41% three-point team. They're 3 for 8. BYU's 0 for 3. Look at that disparity. Eight threes total, five more than BYU. 12:27 to go in the first half. We're taking our 12-minute media timeout break. It is 16-6, Houston over BYU on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
We're going to call this moment an early All-Pro Capital Money moment of the game because BYU finds itself down double digits early. How shall BYU respond? It is Houston 16 and BYU 6, bringing us to this All-Pro Capital Money moment of the game. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. How has Houston gotten out to a 10-point lead? Well, 6-0 and second chance points is certainly a part of the equation. 4-1, the offensive rebounds, and 6-0 in second chance points. The Houston Cougars have the only threes in this game. They've outscored BYU 9-0 from the arc in a game that UH leads by 10 at 16-6.
Defensive rebounding has been the real strength of this team and have not been good early, so I'm sure that was discussed. And also, when you got an aggressive defense, you have to be aggressive to match it. Really take it to the hoop and not throw it out of bounds.
And BYU just threw its sixth turnover out of bounds.
Trying to run a play out of the timeout, and Dallin and Trevin were not on the same page. Dallin threw it right behind him. No chance at it.
Wow, six giveaways. And the points off a turnover number right now is 11-0. Houston is getting everything handed to it right now. Javier Francis operating outside the left junction. Traveled as he made his way across the lane. It'll be a turnover. That's number two for UH. So 6-2 in turnovers. But the big numbers right now, points off of turnovers, 11-0. And second chance points, 6-0. BYU's also been outscored off the bench, 3-0.
Well, Foose turned it over his first touch, but I like getting it down in the paint to Foose and letting him pass out of that double.
Another bench player in for UH, Malik Wilson. Fuseni Traore, mid-alley left. It's a cycle to the right to Nell. And now base right to Boscovich. Jumps a pass to Trevin Nell. Quick pull and fire and scores it. That's BYU's first Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer of the day. It's hit by who else? Trevin Nell. And it's brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
It's actually a great pass from Boscovich. Kind of double clutched it. Almost they were trying to bait him, and he made the right decision.
16-9. Rebound off a missed three by Uzan, collected by Foose. Down floor, Dawson Baker, left wing. He'll pass right corner to Hall. The trailer, Nell. Now left wing, Dawson for three. Ooh, right on line a little long. Would have been back-to-back threes for BYU. Uzan off the miss. 16-9. Houston leading BYU by 7. 10:57 to go till halftime. Greg Grubel and Mark Durant with you courtside.
It's a great rebound, by the way. I criticized Dawson earlier, but he went and got that last defensive rebound. Beautifully done.
UH in four court down to a 3-second shot clock. And it's an air ball left wing into the hands of Mihailo Boscovich. BYU down floor, right to left as we see it and you hear it. Foose. Right block, corner, Trevin Nell missing the three. Houston does save it on the baseline.
Two great three looks for BYU to cut it to four, and they don't get either one.
1 for 6 from three, BYU. 3 for 10 for Houston. A near turnover in the paint. Throwing it up is Terrence Arsenault off a hold. Missed a shot, but he will get two free throws out of it. 10:07 to go till halftime. BYU trailing UH by a score of 16-9 with that Trevin Nell three-pointer. He's now three threes away from tying Alex Barcelo for seventh all-time in career threes made. Today's game for Trevin Nell is his 127th career game played. As the free throws made by Terrence Arsenault. So I mentioned 127 games played by Trevin Nell. Next on that list, Mark Durant at 128.
Well, he's going to run away with that one. And he hit that first three in this one, which was big to get BYU kind of off that snide a little bit. But this is a second one, which was a really, really good look. BYU's gotten good looks the last two times down the floor and have not converted.
Free throw missed by Arsenault. Offensive rebound off a free throw miss.
There was one Houston player on the line, and they get that with four Cougars rebounding.
Straight away, Uzan. 17-9 off the 1-for-2 trip and another offensive rebound. Now an offensive foul on UH will turn it back the other way.
They're going to get Tugler on a screen on Dawson.
So JoJo Tugler picks up his first. And the fouls, that's just the second foul. I said three, just two. So two for Houston, four for BYU, and the Cougs of BYU have four players, one foul apiece. Trevanel, stripe extended left side, goes topside to Yegor Demet. Yegor back in the game to the left. Pass right, Cannon, touch pass right corner, Baker. Step back three in the air and heavy. Trevanel on a hold off for the rebound is called for the foul. That's foul number five against BYU.
That's a tough foul. Trevin working really hard to get that rebound, and he got it, but they said he worked a little too hard, but another open
great
look.
Yep.
I mean, they're all back iron, but the good news is BYU's getting now what they want to get, but just not hitting.
BYU now 1-for-7 from the three-point line to Houston's 3-for-10. Now, Houston hasn't scored a field goal in the last 3 minutes. BYU hasn't scored any points in the last two. 17-9, Richie Saunders back in the game for BYU. Saunders, Demon, Nell, Ketchings, Kaba. Uzan terminates 40 feet away straight away. Now right wing to Malik Wilson. Straight away Uzan. BYU zoning. Soft spot in the zone. Elbow left to Arsenault. Uzan the runner. Strong on the jumper. And another offensive rebound for UH. And off the rebound, a miss by Sharp from three. This one does fall to BYU on the carry. Richie Saunders left wing. BYU with 11 minutes gone here in the first half, trailing it by 8, 17-9. BYU has not led in this game. Kaba Kaya blocked on his dunk attempt by JoJo Tugler. 2-on-3 the other way. Trailer Sharp on the angle right. Straight away to Uzan. The former Sooner to Malik Wilson left. He'll penetrate. Little jumper at the free throw line. Rolls around, drops down for Malik Wilson. And it's back to a 10-point lead for UH at 19-9.
A little home cooking, 5-2 on the fouls, and it looked to me like Kaba got hit pretty hard on that dunk.
Nell for three, yes, knocks it down off the assist from Yegor Demon. Yegor drove it to the lane, found Trevin Nell left corner. It's BYU's second Mountain America three-pointer. BYU draws to within 7, 19-12, and Trevin Nell has both BYU threes.
He looks good. Look to find him. He's able to get it up quickly against this defense.
The under 8-minute media timeout coming on the next whistle, and there's the whistle, and we'll take that timeout on a shooting foul. It'll be UH shooting more free throws after this. Exactly 8 minutes to play in the opening half. It is Houston 19 and BYU 12. It's been UH all the way so far here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
One final in Big 12 play on this Saturday afternoon as West Virginia at home gets a 19-point victory over Oklahoma State, 69-50. One other game in action outside of BYU-Houston, 25th-ranked Baylor at third-ranked Iowa State. And it is Iowa State with a 15-18 lead with 14:26 left in the first half. Now back to Houston, the Fertitta Center, and Greg Rebell.
Thank you very much, Ben. BYU Basketball brought to you by Sierra West Jewelers, the largest dealer in Utah, the lowest prices, and three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. BYU's not matched Houston in scoring since 0-0. BYU's not had a lead. Something BYU's used to leading is the rebound category. In fact, coming into today, BYU's second nationally in rebound margin at plus 13, 2.2 rebounds per game. Not only is BYU not plus, BYU's being doubled up on the boards right now, 12-6. Houston leading BYU on the glass, 12-6. 6-1 in offensive rebounds, and 6-0 in second chance points. And again, BYU coming in two today as the best defensive rebounding percentage team in the country, meaning no one clears the defensive glass better than BYU. And Houston's gone to town to the tune of 6-1 on the offensive end rebounding BYU 6-1, the edge to UH on the offensive end.
Yeah, that's a surprise. And one of the things I'm doing if I'm Coach Kevin Young is really letting the officials know that it's the fouls are out of whack. 6-2 now. I thought Kava got fouled on that. Would have been an easy dunk. Would have brought BYU to 5. And now UH gets to the free throw line again to go up 9 points here. And so a little disparity there. Just got to let the officials know. They like to keep it fair. You know, they'll probably call a couple fouls on Houston here.
Now, these are free throw attempts 7 and 8 for UH. And BYU's not been to the free throw line yet as Emmanuel Sharp makes the free throw. That's 8 now for Sharp. And he's 3-for-3 at the line. 8 points leading all scores. Trevin Nell with BYU has 6 to pace the Cougs of BYU. 4-for-4 from the free throw line is Emmanuel Sharp. He's now 46-for-50 on the year at the free throw line. Wow. Richie Saunders dribbles into trouble and dribbles into a turnover. Jawan Roberts picked his pocket in the left block. Richie's off to a tough start after a 30-point game on Tuesday. And that's BYU's 7th turnover. The points off of turnovers now 11-3. And UH looking to add to that tally here. 21-12. Houston in a rush to this early lead. 7:29 to play here at the Fertitta Center. Sharp lobs it up. And Tugler throws it down. The alley-oop gives UH its largest lead of the day at 11. 23-12 Houston all over BYU. The Cougs have not led in this game. The BYU Cougars as Malik Wilson slaps it out of the hand of Yegor Demon. Yegor very frustrated at the far sideline, showing his frustration as the Cougs can't even get into the offense that time before UH knocks the ball away. 20-second shot clock and the 7:12 game clock. It is 23-12 Houston leading BYU. Saunders into a 3 right side. Nope, off the front rim, the back rim, and then tapped out of bounds by UH. BYU will catch a break on the miss. Richie Saunders 0-for-3, no points. All of his shots from 3. BYU as a team is 2-for-9 from deep. Houston is 3-for-11. And the points off of turnovers number is now 13-3 in Houston's favor. 7 BYU turnovers turning into 13 Houston points, almost 2-to-1 the ratio. Demon straight away, wheels away from Sharp, will drive it, take a hole. There we go, the first foul putting BYU at the free throw line today as Yegor drove it, took a hold across the forearm as he got to the hoop. So, 2 free throws for Yegor. That'll be 2 fouls on Emmanuel Sharp, the leading scorer for UH. With 9 points, pardon me, may have a seat. Yegor will shoot 2.
I like Yegor as the first free throw is long. I like it when he is able to turn that corner on his man. When he gets ahead of speed going down the lane, he's very, very good. He's got to hit those free throws, only 68% on the year.
Yegor missed 3 games, but he's had only 1 double-figure scoring game since November 16th. As he makes the second of 2 free throws. So 1-for-2 on the trip. BYU back within 10, 23-13. Yeah, the Cougs are pacing for a game somewhere in the 50s right now, if that.
BYU, I like this zone. They've had success defensively in this zone.
Right corner, Cryer, step back 3. Here it is, right as you talk about the success against the zone buster, LJ Cryer, who'd been scoreless to that point, knocks down the triple, and Houston has its game-high lead of 12 at 26-14. 4-for-12 from deep. A blocking foul as Yegor drove it to the left perimeter. It'll be non-shooting. It'll be foul number 4. So BYU 6 team fouls. Houston with 4. Checking back in for Coach Kelvin Sampson is Javier Francis out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Francis started the first 6 games of this year. Last year got the start in Provo. Played 27 minutes, scored 6 points, 4 rebounds. Francis averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds this year. Yegor harassed on the right side. Right corner, Cannon for 3. Knocks it down. Mountain America 3-pointer. Cannon catchings. A catch-and-shoot 3. And BYU makes it a 10-point game. 26-16.
A great pass. No-look cross-court pass from Yegor into Cannon's shooting motion. Beautifully done.
BYU was down a game-high 13 till that triple from Cannon. Cryer on the arc left. Finds Roberts back deep. Out to Cryer. Deep 3, missed heavy. Offensive rebound again, Malik Wilson. That is 7 offensive rebounds for UH. Cryer on the wing left. Elbow jumper float and miss. Tip follow. Another offensive rebound and more second chance points.
Ah, shocking what Houston's doing on the offensive boards.
Xavier Francis with the stick back, and it's 28-16. Houston leading BYU. Kava gets a nice seal, gets right to the rim. Missed a lay-in, knocked out of bounds by UH. It'll stay BYU basketball with 5:23 to play until halftime. BYU basketball presented by Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. Dawson Baker in, Kava Kata out. Kava, some tough luck around the rim. One block, dunk attempt was blocked. Could have been a foul, wasn't called. That one, he misses at the rim. A little bit of contest there, but the Cougs will keep an extended possession with 5:23 to play until halftime. 28-16, Houston leading BYU. Saunders pulling fire off the three-point. Inbound, no, it's a miss, a spin out. Richie 0 for 3 from 3. Got a good look off the inbound left corner, and it's centrifuged out. Uzan tries a post feed that Baker knocks out of bounds. The pass intended for Roberts to tip out, and it'll stay UH with a 19-second shot clock and a 5:10 game clock. Points off of turnovers. Houston 13-3. Second chance points. Houston 8-1. Offensive rebounds. Houston 8-3.
Yeah, a lot of those are kind of hustle stats. Not saying BYU not hustling, but clearly Houston is the aggressor out on the floor right now.
7 BYU turnovers have turned into 13 Houston points. Uzan at the top. Step back to the left wing. Crossing over on Dallin Hall. Once again, crosses him over. Drive blocked by Foose. It's a breakaway for Richie Saunders the other way. He will reverse lay it up and in for his first points of the day.
A Houston player went about 3 rows up trying to block that Richie shot.
Richie with his first 2 and BYU within 10 again. 28-18. I think a reasonable goal mark would get this thing to single digits before halftime.
I'd like to see a picture of Richie from that basket. He had about 4 guys chasing him as hard as they could. He still scored it.
Roberts downstairs right side. Arsenault to the right elbow. Left wing Cryer gets into the paint. Lobs a pass out to Arsenault perimeter right. He'll jump into the lane, scoop it up and miss it. Tip rebounded by Baker. Baker then takes a hit in backcourt. Nice job by Dawson to draw that foul by Xavier Francis in the backcourt. It'll be non-shooting. Houston's 5th foul to BYU's 6th. The score is Houston 28, BYU 18. 4:13 to go until halftime. Cougs looking to hang around here and a chance to make it a single-digit game here.
They are playing pretty good defense, actually, and now rebounding a little bit better. It's not been the defense. It's been the getting the rebounds.
Catchings, baseline drive, hangs back on the foray down the right end line. Takes a hit on his way to the hole. Kelvin Sampson not happy, claiming that all ball was gotten, but this may be evening out in the end.
Well,
as Cannon goes to the free throw line.
The ball was blocked, but a lot of contact on the body, but you know, it was 6-2 on the fouls, and now, of course, it's 6-6. So officials making themselves appear, at least, to be equitable.
Catchings misses the free throw, and Cannon is still under 50% at the free throw line here in game number 13. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. 1-2 on the trip. Cannon makes a second. Does make it a single-digit game, however. 28-19, Houston's lead. Which have been as large as 13 is down to 9. Under 4 minutes to go till halftime. The under 4-minute media timeout whistle is forthcoming. 20-second shot clock and a 3:50 game clock now for Milos Uzan. Uzan 4 points, 1-for-5 from the field. Right wing Arsenault, guarded by Catchings there. BYU settled into this a little bit. Uzan. Roberts banks and scores left side of the rim. Good position down low for Roberts. Points 3 and 4. And Houston back up double digits again, 30-19. Saunders right wing Hall. Dallin Hall will bounce it to Foose on a short corner feed right side. Foose rolls low, lost it in the paint. Turnover at number 8 for BYU. Arsenault measuring his steps, hero to the rim. Blocked off the glass. It'll be an offensive basket interference or a defensive goaltend, pardon me. And it'll take us to a timeout. Count the basket, good for Houston. 4 in a row, making it 32-19. UH leading it by 13. Ties the game high cushion. 3:10 to play until halftime. Taking a break. It'll be BYU basketball after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU fans, dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's quality and a lot of it. In Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. Coming into today's game at Houston, BYU was 10-1 when leading in points in the paint, 9-1 when leading in points off of turnovers, 10-2 with the edge in second chance points, and 9-1 with the edge in bench points. All four of those categories in favor of Houston in this game. BYU, minus 12 in points off of turnovers, 15-3. Minus 7 in second chance points, 8-1. Minus 4 in bench points, 10-6. Minus 8 in paint points, 14-6. And fast break going in favor of Houston at 4-2 as well. So name a category, and Houston leads that category. And as a result, not surprisingly, a pretty comfortable lead at 32-19 with 3:10 to play here at the Fertitta Center, half number one.
Now, when you play a team like Houston that is so aggressive on the perimeter, you have to make them pay inside. And the last possession, Boos had a couple of chances, and he kind of fumbled it away. So that rewards them for their aggression on the perimeter when you're not scoring at the basket. When BYU's had success, it's all been off the dribble, to the rim, at the rim. And so when BYU gets a chance and a touch in the paint, they've got to take advantage of it.
Every Houston player who's played, Mark, has scored. Trevin Nell missing a three, an air ball left side. So every Houston player has scored. BYU's had 9 players play. Only 5 have scored. Baker, nothing. Traore, nothing. Hall, nothing. And Boskovic in 6 minutes, nothing. So everyone for Houston that's put on the floor, all 8, have had at least 2 points, and BYU's had a few offers out there in this one. 32-19, Houston leading BYU, 2:40 to go off the Nell air ball. Straight away, it is Javier Francis, hands to Cryer, bobbled it, regained it. See some pressure by Traore near the timeline. Arsenal goes low to Francis. It was knocked out of bounds by BYU, says the official. It'll stay Houston, but only a 1.5-second shot clock. So a quick pull and fire for UH here. Baseline send in. Baseline out of bounds. The blob play to the left of the Houston bucket. Uzan will trigger. 1.5-second shot clock. All the way out to the three-point line. Arsenal has to launch and does and scores as the shot clock expires. You heard the buzzer. The three center cut, and it's a 16-point lead for the first time. Arsenal that knocks it out of bounds. He's fired up. He makes the three at one end, knocks it out of bounds at the other end. 35-19, all Houston here in Houston. UH looking for its 30th consecutive home court win and cruising at the moment. 7-0 run for UH. Remember we were talking about BYU got up to 9? Keep it single digits at halftime. Well, since then, 7-0 UH. Nell lets a man fly by and knocks down the three. Trevin Nell now with his 29th game with 3 or more three-pointers.
He's kind of keeping BYU even somewhat in this game with those three threes.
Another Mountain America three for BYU, courtesy of Trevin Nell. Uzan to answer. In and out. Rebound. Oh, chased away and collected by UH.
There's so many opportunities for Houston. Cryer.
That's another
out.
In and out. Fuseni Traore with the rebound. BYU in forecourt. Yegor Demian up top. Yegor will cuff it. Underhand scoop it to Cannon Catchings left corner. Back to Yegor for three. Heavy. Rebound tapped away from Foose. Collected by Juwan Roberts. Down floor, Uzan. Uzan across the lane. Baseline feed to Arsenal. Hands off for a dunk from Javier Francis. 37-22. Houston by 15. 1:11 to play. Baker turns it over, just gave it right to Javier Francis. Driving lay-in, good. The foul from Yegor Demian. 3-point play chance for UH. With 1:01 to play here in the first half, and you give Houston a 17-point lead. It's like trailing by at least 27 to any other team.
Well, this kind of game gets in your head, and certainly that's the case for BYU. I mean, we've seen 12 games this season, never seen Dawson ever make that pass to Foose and Foose not be ready for it. I mean, they're just it's panic mode, and he's just trying to survive this half and go in, take a deep breath, and make some adjustments and just try and make it respectable after halftime.
Francis with six, misses the free throw, stays at six on his score line. Knock out of bounds by UH. Well, BYU's two true away games have felt pretty similar, haven't they? At Providence and at Houston.
Yeah, it has not been good. Now, Houston can make teams look really bad, but BYU certainly helping them out.
Dallenhall, Richie Saunders, Dawson Baker, Yegor Demin, Fuseni Traore. Dallin's slow bounce out near the timeline. 18-second shot clock, 48-second game clock. BYU down a game-high 17 at 39-22. Another turnover. Demin tried to whip a pass that was into a passing lane. Arsenault the other way. Missed the lay-in attempt short, but Houston keeps possession off a missed shot at the rim. That's 10 turnovers. And so far, 17-3, the points off a turnover's edge is almost all being handed to Houston. Houston leads BYU by 17, but the edge in just points off of turnovers is 14 at 17-3. You go double-digit turnovers against Houston in a half, good luck to you.
Well, part of the problem when you're playing a team like Houston is you feel like you have to hurry everything. I'm open, but Houston's so good, I've got to really shoot this quickly or they're going to be on me. And to an extent, that's true, but when you start to rush yourself, mistakes happen. Just need to take a deep breath and work it around and get it into Foose with the post-touch. Take your time. Right now, they're just trying to press so much and hurry so much that it plays right into the hands of Houston, just kind of baiting teams to do that.
And a lot of BYU passes are going right into the hands of Houston in this one tonight. All right, BYU basketball brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. Can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business.
But what Magan here for this last possession defensively.
10th player to play for BYU here in half number one.
BYU will get a chance with about 10 seconds, 12 seconds to get a bucket at the halftime buzzer.
So a 13-second separation. Milos Uzan to the right wing. A short corner feed to Roberts. A back down, sees a double high to Cryer. Travel, drag the foot. So BYU will get the final look, should get the final look of the first half. 14.5 to play, and the shot clock is off. BYU will trail by double digits at halftime. 39-22 is our score. BYU's only trailed at half one time all year, and that was the Providence game. BYU trailed by 12 at the break in that one. So this will be a new season-high halftime deficit for BYU. Yegor Demin with 8 seconds on the first half game clock. Bouncing at 35 feet right side. A slip to Foose. A little push shot. Heavy rebound to Uzan with one. Backcourt heave. And no. Not sure it would have gone either way. It went off the rim. Was very close. Fuseni Traore scoreless. And that was the only field goal attempt of the half. And Foose looking kind of hurried that one. A little push shot from almost 12 feet out.
Yeah, Foose is one of the best I've ever seen with his back toward the basket. But when he's moving and he catches it about 10 feet toward the basket, he sometimes doesn't quite know what to do with it. And the shot was almost like an afterthought. He had Cannon Captains coming through the corner. Would have been a slam dunk, but he doesn't get anything out of it.
Halftime recap is coming up next. Houston 39 and BYU 22 here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The first half is complete. You're tuned to Cougar Halftime Live. Let's join your host, Ben Bagley.
At the half, the BYU Cougars trail the Houston Cougars 39-22. Coming up on Cougar Halftime Live, we'll take a look at the Big 12 scoreboard as a full slate, minus one game, a Big 12 play for today. We'll tell you what's on tap in the Big 12 and what has gone final. We'll also look at some keys to the second half for BYU. But first, let's send you back to the Utah Eye Center, courtside key seats at the Fertitta Center. For all of the details of the first 20 minutes, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rebel.
Thank you, Ben. BYU did not lead in half number one. Houston with a lead at the break of 17-39-22 is our score. BYU was outshot 45-36% from the three-point line, outshot 31-29%. That number narrowed, the margin narrowed as the half went along. BYU was 2 of 4 from the stripe, 50%. Houston was 6 of 9, 67%. The Cougars, who are the number two rebound margin team in the country, was out-rebounded by 8 in the first half, 20-12. 6 assists on 8 makes for BYU, but 6 assists to 10 turnovers, that's not workable. Houston, 6 assists on 14 makes, 6 assists and 5 turnovers. BYU turned it over 10 times for 17 Houston points. BYU was out offensive rebounded 10-3 for an 8-1 second chance points deficit. BYU got Trevin Nell to lead the team in scoring from the three-point line. All of his scoring done. He was 3 for 5 from deep, 9 points to lead BYU. 6 for Catchings, 3 for Demon, 2 for Saunders, 2 for Cada, playing and not scoring. Traore, Boscovich, Baker, Hall, and Mag. Dallin Hall scoreless in 13 minutes. Dawson Baker scoreless in 11 minutes. Fuseni Traore scoreless in 11 minutes. Houston got scoring from everybody. 8 players play, 8 players score, led by Terrence Arsenault's 9 and Emmanuel Sharp's 9. Mark, it's a tall task made tougher by the fact that Houston is the best defensive team in the country and playing with the confidence that comes with having won its last 29 games here at home.
Yeah, down 17 in a place like this, yeah, it is a tall task. I'm not saying BYU can't do it, but what I would like to see win or lose is just come out and play how they want to play and not be feeling that pressure and the panic and not turning it over and then and taking care of the boards like they have been. Just do the things they have been doing. And so this game, rather than be a major setback for BYU, could be a minor one where they we had a bad half, but you know, we got back to what we want to do, played better in the second half, and we're ready to go to the next game.
Before we send it back to Ben, taking a look at the points in the paint in half number one, it is brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass, and the paint point edge goes to Houston by double digits, 18-6. The points of the paint in half number one, brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. Now back for Cougar Halftime Live. Standing by with that is Ben Bagley. Ben, it's back to you.
And thanks, Greg. We'll take a look at today's Big 12 scores and the schedule on the Big 12's second game of conference play. One final already in the books. West Virginia moves to 2-0 in conference play with a 19-point victory over Oklahoma State, 69-50. Javon Small with 24 points and 11 rebounds and a double-double in the win, with Jonathan Powell chipping in for 17 points for the Mountaineers. One other game in action with 3:25 left in the first half. You have 25th-ranked Baylor on the road at 3rd-ranked Iowa State, and the Cyclones are up 30-21 with 3.5 left in the first half. I lied. There's one other game in action right now. It is Arizona at 16th-ranked Cincinnati. And that game with 10:24 left in the first half, Arizona on the road having a 3-point lead, 13-10. Other games coming up later today, in about an hour from now, Kansas State and TCU will be in action at 4 o'clock Mountain Time this afternoon. Colorado travels to Arizona State. Both teams looking for their first Big 12 conference win in that game. And the nightcap in the Big 12 is Texas Tech at the University of Utah. Both teams also in that matchup looking for their first Big 12 game. One other game in the Big 12 for the final game of the second slate of games in the Big 12. Tomorrow on a Sunday matinee, 7th-ranked Kansas takes on UCF, that game down in Orlando. Don't forget later tonight, BYU women's hoops in action on the road at West Virginia. Hear that game tonight with Jason Shepherd on the call. You can hear that game on the BYU Radio Network. Coming up next, we'll look at the top 25 scores and look at a couple of keys to the second half. At the half, BYU trails 39-22. This is Cougar Halftime Live on the new skin, BYU.
Now, back to Cougar Halftime Live with Ben Bagley on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to Cougar Halftime Live. And at the half, BYU trails Houston 39-22. Let's take a look at the top 25 scoreboard in college hoops. Mark Pope and his 10th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats get a home win over 6th-ranked Florida in a minor upset in the SEC today. Top 25 matchup there, and the Kentucky Wildcats get the 106-100 victory in that one. Also in the SEC, 24th-ranked Ole Miss gets a 63-51 win over Georgia. We'll give you some more scores of games going on in just a moment. But first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification along the new skin BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
And welcome back into Cougar Halftime Live. The score at the half, BYU trailing Houston 39-22. Back to the top 25 scoreboard, games in action right now. Back to the SEC, where 23rd-ranked Arkansas is on the road at top-ranked Tennessee. Right now, the Vols have a 63-46 lead in that game. In the Big Ten, 15th-ranked UCLA on the road at Nebraska with a 22-19 lead. That game with 2:24 left in the first half. At the half, 17th-ranked Mississippi State is up 43-18 at home against South Carolina. 4th-ranked Duke is on the road at SMU in an ACC matchup. The Blue Devils have a 28-20 lead. That game's got 7 minutes left in the first half. A couple other games up later tonight in your top 25. We'll get to some of those maybe in the postgame. Some quick keys to the second half for your BYU Cougars. I think Greg and Mark talked about them there in the first segment a little bit, but I'm going to hit them right here. Get the turnovers under control. Houston's defense is tough, that there is no doubt. But BYU does need to do a better job taking care of the ball. Some of the turnovers there were forced, and some of them were forced upon. In other words, they gave it away. 10 turnovers for BYU in the first half. Seemed like more if you're watching the game. Just 10, though. Houston capitalizing, making BYU pay on those turnovers with 17 points off of turnovers. BYU needs to also do a better job hitting the boards. They come in leading the second in the nation with plus 13 in rebounding margin today. They're being out-rebounded by 8, 20 to 12. Houston killing the Cougars on the offensive boards with 10 offensive boards, getting a good handful of second chance points coming after that. We'll wrap things up now after the break. Second half action with Greg Burbell and Mark Durant. BYU trails at the half, 39-22. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports.
Did you know that the Eiffel Tower grows 6 inches in the summer due to thermal expansion? Did you know that honey never spoils? It's edible even after thousands of years. Did you know that the average person walks the equivalent of 3 times around the world in their lifetime? And did you know that when you listen to BYU Radio's catalog of podcasts, you can learn all sorts of fun facts and life lessons? Download the BYU Radio app or get it wherever you get your podcasts to hear what BYU Radio has to offer.
The second half of BYU Basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rebell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Basketball brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right there in Provo, Utah. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. Over the last 5 seasons of college basketball nationally, no team has won more games than the University of Houston. We're seeing a few reasons why through 20 minutes of play here at the Petita Center. It is Houston 39, BYU 22. Second 20 about to get underway. BYU will go left to right as we see it and you hear it. The BYU front court away from us to our right. BYU will open with, it's the same starting five from half number one, meaning Yegor and Dallin Hall and Richie Saunders, Cannon Catchings, and Kay Bacata. Here we go, Dallin Hall. BYU in royal, Houston in white with red. Cougars in forecourt. The BYU Cougars in forecourt to our right. Clash of the Cougars here at the Petita Center. Yegor, right wing, Richie. Right corner, Dallin Hall. A scoreless first half for Dallin. No field goal attempts, no rebounds, no assists in 13 minutes. Unusual. Dallin straight away. Right corner, Yegor. Pull, fire, and heavy on the three. BYU now 4 for 15 from deep. And the first threes taken in both the first half and the second half were not close. Uzan has his post feed deflected out of bounds by Cannon Catchings. Looking for JoJo Tugler. Tugler, 2 points in the first half. Every Houston player to play scored in half number one. Only half of BYU's 10 players who saw the floor got on the score sheet. Milos Uzan up top. Cryer comes to meet. Pretty quiet first half of Cryer. 1 for 8, 3 points is all. Really balanced scoring from UH. Long jumper. Uzan sees it pop out. Yegor grabs the rebound. Good defensive clear for BYU. Yegor down floor left side. BYU down 17, 39, 22. Hall whips the pass high to Yegor. 1 minute, 10 seconds gone here in half number two. Right to Dallin Hall. And knocks it down. There we go. Dallin, after a scoreless first half, with a Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. And that's career three-pointer number 100 for Dallin Hall.
That's awesome. And what a great pass from Yegor. He was doubled and had to do everything he could to get that back to Dallin.
BYU down 39-25. Sharp gets a high screen set by Tugler. He'll roll low. Sharp will stay high. Now take Catchings himself to the left block. Turn around and try and jump it. Nope. Ends up losing it into the hands of teammate Tugler down low. And a foul's called on BYU. The Cougs defended that one, BYU that is, as well as you can, and still ended up getting a negative result at the end of it on a collision foul down beneath the bucket.
Yeah, I thought Sharp traveled on that as Cannon did a heck of a job staying in front of him.
It's going to end up in free throws for JoJo Tugler. Did not take a free throw in the first half. He's only a 52% free throw shooter. Tugler out of Monroe, Louisiana. Last year in 11 minutes at BYU, scored 3 points with 4 rebounds, misses the free throw. Houston's yet to score here in the second half.
Well, the magic is getting to single digits. If BYU can somehow do that, even if it's late in the game, you can get that quickly, but it's still a little bit of a road for BYU as Tugler makes the second.
So 3 points for Tugler. Just one double-figure scoring game in his last 8 games played. 2 minutes gone here in half number two. A skip pass from Yegor to Richie. Richie is body checked on his baseline drive. It'll be non-shooting. BYU out of bounds. Foul number one of half number two for UH.
All right, Greg. Yegor looking good distributing there. He's getting a lot of pressure, double team up front, but he's able to find Richie in the corner on the break to the basket.
Yegor 3 points on 1 for 3. 3 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. Cannon Catchings launching from the right corner, missed it, and then a great rebound by JoJo Tugler over Richie Saunders, who got in the way for the foul. So Houston ball coming the other way. 2 minutes and 1 second gone here in half number two. The Houston lead is 15 at 40-25. BYU averaging 85 a game, has 25 here in the second half. So what UH will do to you. Uzan. Short corner feed. Roberts out to Sharp, lets a man fly by, pulls and fires and scores from three. Emmanuel Sharp with his second three, a game high, 12 points at 43-25. Houston leads by 18 for the first time today. Yegor, elbow jumper, right junction, nope. Offensive rebound, Kaba. Kaba flips it back up, and how did that not go? Then Kaba knocks it out of the hands of Tugler, into the hands of Catchings, reset to Richie for three, good!
Finally, one of those goes BYU's way. A couple opportunities. Great job by Kaba, even though he missed it, to keep that alive.
Saunders with his first three. 1 for 5 from deep. 5 points on the day for Richie. And BYU within 15, 43-28. The Cougs have now equaled Houston's three-point number. BYU 6 for 18. Houston 6 for 17.
They're going to get Cannon on a foul, but it looked to me like it was Tugler. I thought he reached around and grabbed Cannon, but he'll get the whistle.
As Roberts drove it to the hole.
Roberts, yeah.
So Houston out of bounds. Three fouls for BYU already here in the first 3 minutes and change of half number two to one for Houston. Milos Uzan all the way out to Sharp, 40 feet away left side. Houston will run it outside the perimeter. Kelvin Sampson, hands on his hips, watches his team in forecourt. Uzan will skip a pass to Sharp. Step back three. Good again. Wow. Emmanuel Sharp averaging 13.7, has 15. Another three, his third. And UH back up to an 18-point cushion. BYU's playing better, but the lead's getting bigger for Houston. Yegor, left wing Richie. Saunders will drive, reverse lay-in, miss it. Put back hammer by Kaida, but the original foul will be called on the Saunders drive. Emmanuel Sharp has a career high of 30, and he's up to 15 right now. Last year at BYU, 9 points, 9 rebounds, an assist, and 2 steals. Had a quiet game midweek at Oklahoma State, scored just 2 points, and that came after 10 consecutive double-figure scoring games. He's back to the way he used to be in this one as Saunders misses the free throw. And BYU's now 2 of 5 at the free throw line.
Now, BYU does a lot of running at shooters to try and defend, but Houston's really good at giving a pump fake, letting the guy fly by, and then it's an open look, and they've been knocking him down.
Richie 1 for 2 on the trip. BYU down 17, 46-29. Tugler, by the way, picked up the foul. That's his third. Emmanuel Sharp also has 3 fouls. Sharp, a sharp shooter here in the second half with 2 threes. Passes right wing to Uzen. Uzen. Little 10-foot pass to Juwan Roberts. Slipped on his way to the middle. And Richie Saunders comes away with it and then gave it right away. Wow. He tried to find Kaba Keita, and Roberts came away with it, and then he gives it away to Yegor Demet. Yegor down floor to Mawut. Mawut then stripped, and Houston takes it right back.
Wow. Looked like that should have been an easy bucket, but he's got enough on the ball to strip it away from Mawut.
Pryor, little hesitation step to the right wing, pulls it out to the perimeter. Now Roberts backs down on Mawut. While body's banging, and they're going to call Mawut for the foul. Those are two big boys just colliding in the lane, and they ultimately give it to Mawut, and timeout on the floor. 15:39 to play here in Houston. The UH lead is 17 at 46-29. We're taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Big 12 basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. Jones Paint and Glass with locations in St. George, Cedar City, Vernal, Roosevelt, American Fort, Provo, and now a new location in Payson. This is Houston's 13th game of the season, and UH has led at halftime in all 13 games. Led BYU by 17 at the break and leads BYU by 17 right now, 46-29. Houston has held 9 opponents under 60 points this year. Houston, not surprisingly, 9-0 in those games. And BYU's not yet halfway there. The Cougs aren't yet to 30 with 15:39 to play here at the Fertitta Center in Houston, Texas. UH looking to win its 30th consecutive home game and extend the nation's longest home court win streak. BYU's playing marginally better after halftime mark, but the deficit is the same as it was at the break.
Yeah, it's 7-7. They look more relaxed and more poised, but still have had a couple turnovers and having a tough time not fouling as well. And so it's better. And that's all you want. You just want to get better and get back into your standard flow and do the things you're used to doing. And so far, so good, I guess, on that.
Kava has a seat. Fuseni Traore is back in the game. Fuse, no points in 11 minutes. 2 rebounds for Traore. Cougars shooting 36% to Houston's 47% at the moment. We come back into Houston basketball. UH in forecourt right in front of us. They go right to left as we see it and you hear it. Coach Calvin Sampson getting ready to bring in 2 players on the next stoppage. BYU zoning on a 2-3 look. Pryor out front. Dribbles into a 3 top of the key. Strong on it. Offensive rebound to Juwan Roberts and a reset. Offensive rebound number 11 for UH. And the spin to the rim up and in. And with the too small sign, Juwan Roberts celebrates on the make at the rim.
He's right. Roberts has been a force, and BYU is getting dominated on the boards, and Roberts a big part of that.
BYU down by 19 for the first time today. Richie Saunders right side to Yegor. Yegor guarded by Uzan. Yegor will cuff it, run it, heavy off the window. Foose couldn't grab the rebound, and UH coming the other way.
We're trying to make something happen. Here's Cryer for 3. Yes.
Second 3 for LJ Cryer. Timeout, and we're taking a break. 14:42 to play in Houston. And for the first time today, it's UH by 20-plus. The LJ Cryer straightaway 3 puts Houston up 22. 51-29 is our score. Kevin Young calls timeout, and we're taking it here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU Basketball, brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. BYU's 8-0 at home this year, not without a remarkable reversal of fortune. Will fall to 0-2 in away games. And in the two true away games BYU's played, the Cougs have kind of gotten run out of the gym in both.
Yeah, well, one you can kind of shake off, but now here's another one, and it's not going to get a whole lot easier. Obviously, Houston's at the top of the league, great defense. It can happen to you, but it could be a problem for BYU. I mean, it's starting to be a little bit of a pattern, and guys get rushed. They get panicky. Yegor that time trying to make things happen, and when you do things that you don't normally do in a game, that means that it's probably it's not working out for you right. And BYU's doing a lot of things we don't see from them. They're not rebounding well. They're kind of getting actually physically manhandled, which surprises me for this team who's been so dominant on the boards. They're getting pushed around. Guys like Tugler and Roberts just having their way inside. It's not the shooting. It's just getting pushed around.
Houston leading BYU in points in the paint 20-6, 10-4 in second chance points, 19-3 in points off of turnovers. Yegor, ball handling in forecourt, guarded by Uzans. He's a double on the perimeter right Kata. Side. Nice find of Kata beneath the basket. Reverse lay-in, no. And then Foos has the rebound knocked out of his hands, and Houston then sees it stripped by Cannon Tetchings. He's then stripped. Now wow. A fight on the floor. Cannon gets it back beneath the basket to Foos, and Foos, another miss lay-in down low. But a foul this time. BYU will get two free throws out of it, but wow. Kava and Foos both missing right at the rim on balls that seem to be in and somehow rolled off. That's been kind of indicative of the day it's been for BYU. Two better looks you will not get with two reliable guys beneath the bucket, and neither shot went. At least Foos gets free throws out of it. With 14-13 to play, the foul against Jawan Roberts is first.
What a frantic, hectic play that was. A lot of time on the floor as Foos can't get his free throw to go. You know it's bad when Foos is missing his free throws, too.
He made 16 in a row and has now missed free throws in each of the last two games.
Point-blank shots not going now for BYU as the second one rolls in. And that, when you're missing point-blank shots, too, that you're hurrying, you're worried. Is the guy going to come block it? And that should be blindfolded. Foos can make those.
L.J. Cryer, 1-3 in each half. Slowly into fourth court, left side, Uzan to Cryer, right wing. Cryer terminates at 18 feet. The pass low to Javier Francis is bobbled. It falls off the rim as he got to the hoop. Foos grabs the rebound. A little tough luck for UH on that one. 13:45 to play. BYU's down 21 at 51-30. Kaba hammers home.
Not going to miss that
from Foos.
That was a sure one. And beautiful play. Now, one thing we're seeing is different is Foos and Kata playing together.
Yeah.
And both possessions, even though BYU missed them, they're getting good looks down low with those two playing together.
Puts Cannon at the three.
I don't hate that. Let's see how it goes.
Cryer, free throw line. Pass off to Uzan, left side. 12-second shot clock. 13:15 game clock. BYU's got it to under 20 at 51-32. Step back three. Uzan knocks it down. That's seven for Uzan, threes in each half, and back to a 22-point cushion. 54-32, nine threes to BYU's six on the day. Foos sees an aggressive double, tried to reverse flip it, knocked out of his hands on the way up. Houston the other way. Cryer left wing. Cryer swoops across to the top, and now right side. Lunges into a pass low to Roberts. Sees a double, open man, Uzan. More open, Cryer for three. He knocks that down. That's 10 threes for Houston. Another timeout to Kevin Young with 12:40 to play.
Well, he wanted a foul on that last play from Foos. It looked like it would be a bucket, and they got hit on the arm as he was going up.
Only a 30-second break. This timeout call came before the 12:30 mark, so with 12:40 to go, we stay right here with it. Houston shooting it well from everywhere. 50% from the field, 46% from the three-point line. BYU shooting 34 and 33% respectively. It's now a game-high 25-point Houston lead, 57-32, with 12:40 to play here at the Fertitta Center. Houston picks second in the Big 12 preseason, looking like the team that's fixing to repeat. They won the league last year by two games in their first year as a Big 12 member. and arguably the best-looking team. Well, they and Iowa State, you could argue the two best-looking teams right now, Iowa State and Houston, in this early portion of the conference campaign.
BYU's going to play this Kaba and Foose, which I like. It's going to be a challenge on the defensive end. We saw it. Neither one of those guys is used to getting out on the three-point shooter, and Pryor was wide open on that last possession. So I think probably part of the timeout was just getting the defensive assignment set.
Dallin Hall sitting on a three-point day in 18 minutes of play. Yegor, nice find of Nell. Nell outside the right elbow. Hooks a pass low to Foose, clears some space, gets blocked. And Houston coming the other way.
I don't think I've ever seen Foose this flustered. Unlike him, so dependable on the block.
Arsenault hooks it at the knees of Roberts to the middle. Little one-hood fadeaway missed. And the rebound ends up in the hands of Arsenault. Drives, bobbled into the hands of Javier Francis, and he scores with the foul. And a three-point play chance. And just when it appears the Cougs have gotten themselves a defensive rebound, somehow it ends up in Houston possession. And UH scores off of it yet again. Second chance points heavily in Houston's favor. What's not heavily in Houston's favor today? UH dominating in every possible category. Dallin back in. Yegor out. Ketchings out. Baker in. And we'll soon see Boscovich enter as well. That'll be for Kay Bakeda. So three in, three out for Coach Kevin Young. 12-13 to go here in Houston. It's all UH. 27-point lead. Game-high cushion. 59-32. This for 60. As Javier Francis looks for point number 9 at the line. And there's the free throw for 9 points. Javier Francis, the 6'8", 235-pound senior, gives Houston its 60th point. The lead's 28. Dawson Baker jabbing from the arc left side. Gets into the alley, gets right to the rim. Reverse lay-in good. We'll call that a Zions Bank shot of the game. Dawson Baker forcing the action and getting low to reverse off the window for two. Under 12 to play. BYU down 60-34. That was our Zions Bank shot of the game. Brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. How about Terrence Arsenault the other way for three? His third three. He's got 12 on the day. His first bucket of the second half. And Houston's lead is now 29 for the first time today. 63-34.
No consequences in the shooting now, and that just frees up Houston to just wheel and deal.
UH nearly doubling up. BYU here at the Fertitta Center. Dawson Baker passing out of the right junction to Nell right side. Angle right, Dallin Hall. A no-look drive and kick. Dawson for three, off the iron. Offensive rebound, Foose. And then fouled in the chant. They fight for the rebound. It'll be Houston basketball. Unless it was simply Foose out of bounds. What
knocked,
do you think?
Knocked out of bounds by Foose. It'll be Houston ball.
All right. Either way, it'll be UH after this. And it's all the home Cougars today in this clash of the Cougars. Houston 63, BYU 34. 11:09 to go. Houston basketball next here on the new.
You're listening to BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
BYU trails Houston 63-34. Two other games in Big 12 action going on right now with 15:34 left in the second half. Third-ranked Iowa State's up 42-29 against Baylor. That's a home game for Iowa State. And 16th-ranked Cincinnati trailing Arizona at home 39-26. That game at the half. Now back to Houston with Greg Rebell.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it. BYU basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires location. Big O Tires, the team you trust. We've got 11:09 to play here at the Fertitta Center. UH Houston is about to win its 30th consecutive home game. 29-point lead over BYU. 63-34 is our score with 11:09 to play. Kelvin Sampson has led four schools to NCAA tournaments, two schools to the Final Four. Career leader in win percentage, second all-time in wins here at Houston. Has helped make UH the winningest Texas team in the last decade.
I thought this team might be a little more vulnerable than Houston teams in the past, but I may have been wrong about that. They look really, really good today.
Sharp high to Malik Wilson. Wilson, only 2 points. The lowest scoring UH Cougar to play today. Feed into the free throw line to Arsenault. Wilson then turns it over with a lot of control. right into the hands of Dawson Baker. Dawson drives it down the lane. He's blocked at the rim by
goaltending,
Javier Francis, but it'll be called a goaltend. And so count the points for BYU. The Cougar deficit 27 at 63-36, but just over 10 minutes to play here at the Fertitta Center.
Well, one of the things that worked at Providence was Dawson Baker and working with Foose. He's he kind of didn't go to that, but seemed to be going to a little more. I was transition bucket, but Dawson, I think, is one guy that can get a shot for you.
Terrence Arsenault with a back down. Now pulls it out to the arc left side. BYU zoning it 2-3. Houston right to left as we see it and you hear it. BYU left to right. The Houston forecourt right in front of us here with a five-second shot clock. Step back by Sharp. Rainbow. Oh, my gosh.
That's all good for Houston.
That's a 25-foot three that was in the air for about 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And 66-36 UH by 30 for the first time today. Emmanuel Sharp, 18 points, three threes here in the second half, and four on the day. Baker to Foose at the free throw line. Finds Trevin Nell right corner. Trevin knocks it down. His 4-3. Another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer for BYU. Trevin Nell, the first Coogan double figures with 12 in all of his scoring coming from the arc. 4-for-6 from deep. He has four of BYU's seven threes. 66-39. The Houston lead 27, 9:20 to play. Malik Wilson, right wing to Mercy Miller, who's in the game. Heat check for Sharp, missed the three. Chased down by Malik Wilson, lost it to Nell. Nell down floor, Boscovich. Boscovich stops at the arc right side. The trailer Hall finds Nell, and now Baker left corner. He'll get into the paint. Partially blocked, and here comes Houston the other way. Malik Wilson underhands to the trailer Sharp. Sharp is fouled by Dawson Baker on the arc right side.
Well, Dawson mad. He thought he got fouled the other end, and Houston, which is the high-pressure defense, as you'll see, only has three fouls in this half.
BYU now with six. That's Dawson Baker picking it up on DB number two. Houston will be in the bonus with the next BYU foul. Cougar basketball brought to you by Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. 8:55 to play. And Houston basketball, Milos Uzan, the former Oklahoma Sooner. Left wing to Mercy Miller. Manuel Sharp missing a three. Mercy went for the offensive rebound, was fouled in his attempt. He'll get 1-1. And no mercy rule in this one as Mercy goes to the free throw line for 1-1. 66-39, Houston by 27. The game-high lead's been 30 as Kayla Cada gets ready to check back in. Mercy Miller from Sherman Oaks, California, averaging 12 minutes per game. We'll get his numbers up here in the second half as Houston pulls away from BYU.
Houston's only missed 24 shots and have got offensive rebounds on 14 of those.
Free throw good by Mercy Miller, a 60% free throw shooter. So 67-39. And this has been a, after BYU won wire to wire against ASU on Tuesday, it's been wire to wire for Houston in this one. 2-for-2 for Mercy Miller. ...68-39, the Houston lead. Mercy. Dallin up top, sees a double on the angle right, finds Catchings. The cutter is Baker, bobbled it, gave it up. Wow. Turnover number 13 for BYU.
That is a swarming defense.
Uzan accelerates on Hall, pulls it out to the perimeter. High, Tugler, back, Uzan, timeout, Sampson. 8:19 to go, we're taking a break. 68-39, Houston leading BYU. Will be taking 1-1 for Houston. Oh, nope, they called a foul, not a timeout by Sampson.
Yeah, they said, I think Dallin Hall with a push.
So had it been a Sampson called timeout, we would have taken a break, but it's not. It's a foul and free throws. 1-1 for JoJo Tugler. He's 1-for-2 at the line. It's a front-end situation. I thought it was. It was a two-shot foul. No, either way, he made the first one. It's a moot point, so he's 2-for-3 at the line. The lead is now 30 again. This for the first 31-point lead of the day. And there it is, 70-39, 8:19 to go. BYU will fall to 1-1 in league. 10-3 overall. Houston will go to 10-3 and 2-0 in the Big 12. Dallin Hall nearly turned it over, but chases it back to the timeline, finds Baker at the far boundary. 8 minutes to play. Houston's up 31. And turnover number 14 as Dallin Hall whips it past the outstretched arms of Yegor Denin. Under 8 minutes to play, we're taking timeout. 7:58 to go here in Houston. UH 70, BYU 39 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
It's not often that BYU's held under 60 points in a game. Didn't happen at all last season. 2 years ago, it happened twice. 56 at home to St. Mary's, 59 at LMU. The year before that happened four times. 58 against Washington State in the NIT. 57 home to Gonzaga. 59 home to USF. And 52 home to St. Mary's. So there have been a handful of sub-60 games in recent years, but not too many. And BYU's yet to get to 40 in this one with 7:58 to play here at the Fertitta Center in Houston, Texas.
Now, this Houston defense, Greg, is as advertised. They are the best I've seen in a long time. And the way they attack that high screen with the double, it's just such an aggressive double team on Dallin or Yegor. Makes it hard to pass out of it. Even if you do pass out of it, their ability to recover defensively is really impressive. You've got, you know, obviously Cryer's a little bit smaller, but then you got about six or seven guys that are 6'6 to 6'9, super athletic, really quick. Don't have a big guy. They just kind of play those types of athletes, and their ability to swarm the four, even when you think you have an advantage, is amazing.
We come back into Houston basketball. Coming off of turnover number 14 for BYU. The points off a turnover is now 21-5 in Houston's favor. Second chance points 15-5. UH in forecourt, Milos Uzan straight away. Slow bounce past the timeline. Open left corner, Arsenault for three. Wow. Terrence Arsenault with 15. His career high is 16. Four threes for Arsenault, two in each half, and it's Houston by 34 for the first time today. 73-39. There's a foul on Houston in the Cougar forecourt. It'll be foul number four to BYU's eight, so out of bounds for the visiting Cougars. Houston's three-point shooting. 13 for 27, 48% to BYU 7 for 20, 35%. Kaba Keita in forecourt. Short handoff left side to Yegor Demin. Yegor finds Kaba beneath the bucket. Waits, goes up and hammers home. Kaba Keita off the assist from Yegor. That's assist number six for Demick. We'll call that a Hyundai power play of the game. The hammer home by Kaba Keita. Brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. The Hyundai power play of the game. 6:45 to go. 73-41. A bobbled lob. And Tugler couldn't find the rescue. It ends up in the hands of Richie Saunders. He nearly turned it over beneath the bucket, but he takes a foul. And we'll see BYU out of bounds again on foul number five. Out of bounds with 6:38 to play.
I do think that high-low, because Houston defense plays so high that if you get behind it like Keita did there, and they've had chances for that, but the big men have had trouble finishing.
Another turnover off the inbounds. Arsenault in forecourt finds Mercy Miller on the left wing. Back to Arsenault. Return to Miller. Stripe extended left side outside the three-point line. 6:20 to go. 73-41. The lead is 32. Uzan open for three. In and out that one. And knocked out of bounds by Emmanuel Sharp. BYU basketball coming the other way with 6:15 to play. BYU home to Texas Tech on Tuesday night. Houston's got a Monday game. They're playing in 48 hours against TCU.
Yeah, they're here, though, so that should be a problem for them.
Mawut Mag outside the three-point line right side. Haven't seen a ton of Mo in this one. Keita up high. Knocked out of his hands. Nearly a turnover. Gets it back to Keita. Finds Mag. Mag will drive it. Get right to the rim. And off of Houston on the end line, it'll stay BYU basketball. Emmanuel Sharp comes up hobbled, and I think Kelvin Sampson's going to get him out. He's been playing with a hurt foot, and with this game the way it is, why keep him in the game? And he'll check out. I wouldn't expect to see Emmanuel Sharp again. He's been banged up. What a day for Sharp. 18 points for Emmanuel Sharp, coming off a two-point game in Stillwater when he was playing through a hurt foot. What an effort. Demet beneath the bucket to Richie. Richie pivots, squeezes it up, and scores it with the foul. So a chance for a three-point play with 5:50 to play. 73-43. The Cougar deficit is 30. Game-high leads for Houston's been 34 in this one.
You know, Greg, in these types of games, I mean, you might expect it's a tough environment. Guys like Cannon, Yegor struggling, but you kind of hope you'd get a little bit more from Dallin and Richie and Foos and other guys that have been here before as Richie knocks down that free throw to kind of settle the team, but it just never has been settled. It's always been tense and panicky and just no sense of continuity in this game at all, and you kind of rely on your senior upperclassmen to give you that.
No lead for BYU in this game. Three-pointer left corner, Malik Wilson.
Listen, three-pointers are a lot easier to make when you're up 30. There's no pressure there, just having fun.
First three for Wilson. Yegor to answer from three, strong on him. And the carom collected by Javier Francis. 5:15 to go, 76-44. Lob up, throw down. Malik Wilson makes a three a moment ago, and that's an emphatic two on the alley-oop finish.
This is something right now. This is a butt kicking.
This is showtime right now. And timeout with 5:01 to play. Called by BYU. 78-44. The lead is 34 for the second time.
Yeah, a little bit in awe of what's happened here. You know, I it was a tall task to expect, I think, a win to come in here, but certainly did not expect this type of performance. And this will be an interesting challenge for BYU, Greg, to deal with this loss. And you can't sit on it for very long. You got to get your home wins. Obviously, BYU's been very good at home, and so take care of that. And then try and figure out some way to play better on the road, because this team has not handled it well. And I'm sorry to tell you, but half your games from here on out are going to be on the road, so you better find some kind of formula to be able to combat what's happening with this team. When it goes bad, it doesn't just go a little bad, it goes a lot bad.
So BYU sitting at 44 points with 5:01 to play. You'd think they can get to 50 in this one. The last time BYU scored as few as 50 points in a game was in the WCC tournament. In Mark Pope's first season as head coach, BYU lost 51-50 to St. Mary's. That's been the lowest scoring game in the last number of seasons. We'll see if BYU can get to 50 or beyond in this one. Houston with a 78-44 advantage. Houston coming into the game averaging 76.5, so they've already surpassed their per-game scoring number. BYU in forecourt, away from us to our right. Foos finds Mawut Mag beneath the bucket. A little slip by Mo, and he scores the lay-in, 78-46. For Mag, those were his first two. The only Cougar to play and not score, Mihailo Boskovic in this one. Malik Wilson trying to shove away Mag on the left block. Pushed out to the perimeter. Finds Francis. He'll shoot the 18-footer and miss it. Rebound Traore. Fuseni with his fifth rebound of the day. Five rebounds and three assists for Foos. Hands off to Dallin Hall up top. Right wing Saunders looks to the right corner, goes left wing. Trevin Nell will drive to the short corner left, hand out to Hall, three-point range left side. And the call on Mercy Miller with the foul at 4:12 to play. 78-46, Houston leading it by 32. It'll be non-shooting. Oh, pardon me, the 1-1. If you get to 1-1, that's team foul number 7. So Dallin Hall will go to the line, where he's 0 for 0 on this day. Just 3 points for Dallin. Has scored 4 points or fewer in 5 of his last 9 games. And makes the free throw to put him right at 4.
Yeah, he's got to find a way to put pressure, not just through the three, but to off the dribble to get in the paint. And, you know, he missed a lot of layups, and maybe that hurt his confidence to do that. But he's most valuable off the dribble, getting downhill and at the rim.
There's 5 points for Dallin, 2 for 2 on the trip. 78-48, the cushion for Houston is 30. We're almost hitting the under 4 minute media break. Cordelius Jefferson, Colin Cordell, is checked in. Right wing Malik Wilson. Free throw line jumper. Confident play from Malik Wilson. 9 points for the guy averaging 5 per game. Dallin Hall to the bump. Dallin, skip pass right wing to Brody Kozlowski, who's in the game. Finds Richie up high. The closeout by Malik. Richie will drive into it. Step in. Blocked. And collected by Malik Wilson. 3:30 to go. Next whistle we hear will take us to a break. 80-48. Houston by 32. A drive and kick high to Wilson. Wilson, 25 feet away straightaway. Now backs it up toward the timeline. 15-second shot clock, 3:20 game clock. Wilson terminates elbow left. High to Mercy Miller. Mercy jumps into the paint. Squeezes up an 8-footer. Missed it. Rebound Foose. Clears to Dallin Hall. 3:05 to go. All Houston here at the Fertitta Center. Dallin runs it off the window. Missed with the right hand, but he's fouled. He'll shoot 2 free throws after this media timeout. 3:03 to go here in Houston. UH 80, BYU 48 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back at the Fertitta Center here in Houston, Texas. Houston looking to go 2-0 in the Big 12 when it's Big 12 home opener. Leading BYU by 32 with just over 3 minutes to play. So BYU will fall to 0-2 in true away games and won't have been particularly competitive in either of the games, losing at Providence by a fairly significant margin. That one was 83-64, so a 19-point loss there and a 32-point deficit here. BYU will be home to Texas Tech on Tuesday and then play at TCU 1 week from today. So a chance to get road win number 1 will come in 1 week. And it'll come in a place, Mark, where, again, we're going back to the WAC and Mountain West days, but BYU experienced nothing but success in Fort Worth in the days gone by.
It might be a little bit different for BYU this year as Dallin makes the first free throw, but it's certainly will be an easier challenge than what BYU's faced today. This is an excellent Houston team and showing every bit of it.
This to get to the 50-point plateau. And Dallin goes 2 for 2. So Hall scoring some late points, and 80-50. It's an even 30-point margin. Elijah Crawford checks in. Trey Stewart in. Brody Kozlowski's in. Mihailo Boskovic is in. And so BYU's in live to fight another day mode with exactly 3 minutes to go and a 30-point lead for the home team. Malik Wilson into forecourt. Mercy Miller, 25 feet away, looking down the barrel. Going under the screen is Crawford. Left Mercy enough room for the shot. Missed the three. Rebound, Kozlowski. Knocked it out of bounds.
What?
It'll stay Houston basketball. Brody let it go, thinking it was touched last by UH, and the call was off Kozlowski, so Houston basketball.
It's just no breaks for this team. It seems pretty clear, but one thing I like about Brody, obviously I've talked about his shooting, but you look at him on the floor, he's just different. He's bigger and stronger than most guys, which maybe that's what this team needs, a little more physicality.
Left wing Wilson for 3. Man alive. Malik Wilson with a dozen. A guy averaging 5 points per game coming into this one. That's his second 3. And the lead is 33 at 83-50. Dawson Baker, a little crossover to the free throw line. High to Boskovic, 2:10 to play in this one. Boskovic for 3. Yes, Mihailo. First shot attempt is a three-pointer, knocks it down. 83-53, Houston by an even 30 again. The Cougars' current starting lineup has a losing record this year at 2-3. This is their fifth game together. Cordell Jefferson step-back triple. Off the rim, Boskovich the rebound. Loose ball foul Houston, 1-1 the other way. That's team foul number 9 on UH to BYU's 8. Both teams in the bonus. Houston out-rebounding BYU by double digits at the moment, 34-23. Houston will improve to 7-1 when out-rebounding the opponent.
It might merit some consideration of altering that starting lineup. You know, whether even, you know, I liked Foose and Kava playing together, or, you know, I don't, as Boskovich makes the first, I don't know that so far that Dallin and Yegor playing together has been successful. I don't know if Dallin, if that would help Dallin to, you know, be just coming off when Yegor sits and run that second team.
Boskovich makes them both. BYU down 83-55. So one of the few games of recent vintage in which BYU doesn't get to 60, but not threatening any low water marks the last few seasons. 83-55. Mercy Miller. Dribble to the left corner. 2 hour left. Still on the bounce straight away now to Cordell Jefferson. Cordell on the arc right side. He'll try a three and knock it down. Averaging 0.8 points per game. 3 points for Cordelius Jefferson. That's his first three of the year. He was 0 for 5 from deep. Why not try it and buy it in this one? 86-55, 31-point lead. Brody for three. Kozlowski spins it out. Wow. Tough luck there. The rebound to Javier Francis. Houston's three-point shooting. Unbelievable. 16 for 33. Nearly 50% from deep. BYU does yank a steal away. Dawson Baker to forecourt. Will spin at the line. Float it and miss it short. Brody had the rebound knocked out of his hands and last touch by Kozlowski. So a 40-second game clock, a 30-second shot clock, a huge lead, and we're just about done here in Houston. 86-55. The Cougar deficit 31 after trailing by 17 at the break. A 47-point half right now for Houston. That's very high scoring for a team averaging 76.5 in the UH Cougars. BYU has scored 30 fewer than its average at this point. Air ball left side by Jefferson. And it'll be off of Houston. BYU basketball 17.4 to go. So Houston came into today allowing 54.6 points per game. And the number BYU scores is 55.
Yeah, they're legit as far as defense goes. And when that three's falling for them, it's going to be a long night.
Boskovich for three. Nope. With 3 seconds to go. Trying to save in the corner and traveling with it as he stutter-stepped his way out of bounds unintentionally is Mercy Miller. So the whistle comes with exactly 2 seconds to go. We'll see if our final score is 86-55. The Cougs have 2 seconds to change that. The BYU Cougars and a block of Crawford, and that'll do it. Postgame recap is next. 86-55, Houston over BYU on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back in Houston, Texas, as we begin postgame coverage, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
BYU falls to 10-3 on the year. 0-2 in true away games, 1-1 in the Big 12 as Houston improves to 10-3, 2-0 in league, and 8-0 at home, winning its 30th consecutive home game. The nation's longest home court win streak is extended. BYU never led in this game. Houston wire-to-wire winner, 86-55, is your final. Houston shoots 49% from the field, 47 from the arc, 75 from the stripe, outshooting BYU in all three categories. BYU shot 38, 33, and 73%, respectively. The number two rebound margin team in the country, BYU, gets outboarded by 13 on this day, 37-24. Offensive rebounds went to UH, 15-7, turning into an 18-7 second chance points advantage. And BYU saw 15 turnovers, Mark, turn into 24 Houston points. 24-5 was the edge in points off of turnovers for the home team.
Yeah, a lot of teams come in here and leave with an L, but what you want to do is at least perform well. BYU did not perform well, and the things that they've been very good at this year, unlike at Providence where kind of the numbers were weird, but BYU got run out of that one. The numbers reflect what happened today, and the rebounding was the strength of BYU this year was dismal, and Houston just kind of ran away with this one. There's no sugarcoating it. It was not pretty. Now, I'm just kind of interested to see what will happen with this team from here. But this was a hard one to swallow. Not the loss to swallow, but just the way this game transpired.
All right, we will have much more from Houston coming up. We'll have more stats, some post-game honorees, and hear from Coach Kevin Young as well. Final score is 86-55, UH over BYU. Coming up next, we'll tip off Big O Tires Cougar post-game live with your host, Ben Bagley. Ben is coming up with that next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
And welcome into Cougar Postgame Live, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. BYU struggles in Houston on their first Big 12 Conference road game and falls 86-55 to the other Big 12 Cougars, the Houston Cougars. Little notes and stats from the game of interest is 15 turnovers by BYU equals 24 points for Houston. That Houston defense really putting the vice grip on the Cougars as they struggled, especially early in this game, in getting the offense flowing, and it resulted in 15 turnovers for the game, which included 24 points for Houston off of turnovers. BYU, you heard Greg say it coming into this game. Richie Saunders told us in our pregame interview that Houston was going to crash the board, but if you look at the stats on rebounds, you figured that was going to be a good matchup for BYU. As BYU top 20 in the country in most of your rebounding stats, second overall in rebounding margin in the country coming into today's game, plus 13 each game in rebounds. Yet it wasn't the case today as Houston out-rebounded BYU 37-24. That includes 15 offensive boards, which resulted in 18 second-chance points for Houston. Trevin Nell, the only BYU Cougar in double figures, with 12 points on 4 of 6 shooting. And Yegor Demon, still looking to find his on-court flow since his injury, going 1 of 6 with 3 points in today's game. He did have 7 of BYU's 14 assists, though, so still being able to distribute the ball and get assists. Let's take a look at your Big 12 scores and schedule for today. The second game in Big 12 play for all these teams. West Virginia moves to 2-0 in conference play with a 19-point victory over Oklahoma State, who moves to 0-2 in Big 12 conference play. 69-50 was the final in that game. Javon Small with 24 points and 11 rebounds and a double-double for the win. Jonathan Powell also chipping in 17 for the Mountaineers. Games underway right now and in action with 2 minutes left in the second half. 25th-ranked Baylor trails 3rd-ranked Iowa State at home in Ames, Iowa. The Cyclones up 71-52, so Iowa State looking to get a victory and moving to 2-0 in the conference. Arizona at 16th-ranked Cincinnati, and the Wildcats from Tucson getting the job done. Still 12 and a half minutes left in the second half of that one, but Arizona up big, 52-39 on 16th-ranked Cincinnati. Some games coming up just about to tip off right now. Kansas State is at TCU at 4 p.m. Mountain. Colorado is at Arizona State at 5 p.m. Mountain. Texas Tech will be in Salt Lake City to face the University of Utah tomorrow on Sunday. 7th-ranked Kansas travels to face UCF. Taking a look at the top 25 scoreboard in college hoops. In the second half with 3:44 to go, 15th-ranked UCLA trails Nebraska by 10, 55-45. 4th-ranked Duke, they are up 75-54 on SMU. That game with 5.5 left in the game. Also, in the first half, Missouri and Auburn just underway. That game tied at 2 apiece. Some finals in the top 25 in the SEC. South Carolina falls at 17th-ranked Mississippi State. Big, 85-50. The Bulldogs get the win there. Top-ranked Tennessee takes care of 23rd-ranked Arkansas, 76-56. Sixth-ranked Florida falls to 10th-ranked Kentucky. Mark Pope's Wildcats get the 106-100 victory there. And 24th-ranked Ole Miss gets a 63-51 win over Georgia. Two NFL games on the docket today. Coming up here in about 15 minutes, the Cleveland Browns face the Baltimore Ravens. That game, always entertaining. The Ravens 11-5. Kyle Van Noy's Ravens looking to finish the season with a win and moving to 12-5 on the season there. Also, another game in the AFC. The Bengals travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Those are the two games this Saturday in the final regular season week of the NFL. Don't forget tonight, your BYU women's hoops team is on the road at West Virginia. Hear that game tonight with Jason Shepard on the call for Morganstown. That'll be right here on the BYU Radio Network. After the break, we'll send you back to the Marriott Center for more Cougar Post Game Live with Gregor Bell and Mark Durant. BYU falls at Houston, moving to 1-1 on the in conference on the season, 86-55. That's your final score on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
86-55 is our final. Houston over BYU today here at the Fertitta Center. Let's get to some of our post-game housekeeping by bringing you first our Nu Skin Data Discovery, brought to you by Nu Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. Mark, you've seen the numbers. We covered a few of them immediately in the post-game recap, but what stands out to you amongst the data points as a discovery for you today?
Well, 15 seems to be the number. 15 BYU turnovers, 15 offensive rebounds for Houston, 15 assists, which is a good number for Houston. I'm going to fudge a little bit and say 16 threes. Well, I'm going to say 15 on that one, plus 15 on that one.
Okay.
For Houston.
They're staying with the theme on that. So that's our Nu Skin Data Discovery brought to you by Nu Skin. Let's get our Waystar star of the game to you before we take a break, and we'll come back with the steel man of the game. Only one Cougar in double figures today, so we are going to go to Trevin Nell, who made 4 of BYU's 8 three-point buckets. He was 4 of 6 from deep. BYU was 8 for 24 as a team from the three-point line. Trevin Nell with 12 points to lead BYU as the only Cougar in double figures is our Waystar star of the game, brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. More from courtside coming up in Houston. UH 86 and BYU 55, our final on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
This is actually our final segment of Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live, but Kevin Young and the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is just around the bend. As we conclude Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live, let's get to you today's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game honoree. It's brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, everyone's metal store for over 30 years, a proud sponsor of BYU basketball. He led BYU in rebounds with 6 today, 1 offensive and 5 defensive. He also had 3 assists. We're going to go with Fuseni Traore working on the boards to be today's Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game. Fuse leading BYU with 6 rebounds. It was a day that BYU got out-rebounded by double digits, a rare, difficult day on the glass for BYU, but Fuse is the Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game. All right, Coach Kevin Young is coming up next. Houston defeats BYU final score 86-55 here at the Fertitta Center on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Yeah. You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, so BYU head coach Kevin Young is on his way to courtside, where Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant are with you. As BYU falls at Houston today, 86-55, but the games come quick. There's a two-game-per-week cadence. Tuesday, Saturday, pretty much every week with one Wednesday thrown in there, Mark. So, yeah, no time to stew. You're right back at it. BYU flies home here in a few minutes, and they'll have a day off tomorrow. Get ready Monday for Texas Tech on Tuesday night.
Yeah, and obviously it's a good thing you're going back home to get your feet back a little bit. Texas Tech is good, but is certainly a team that you can compete with and beat. And so that's what you look to. Now let's get right again. Let's start doing what we like to do and the way we like to play, and have a home court and get a win, get some confidence, and then you've got another challenge to go on the road again. But TCU is not Houston. TCU is good, but they're not Houston. And so you're just trying to build, trying to get better, trying to get some confidence wherever you can, especially on the road. And you know, it has not been pretty. And in a lot of road games, you can look at one stat and say, well, this was the reason. Or, you know, if they'd have just done this a little bit better. But yeah, there's not a lot to look to in this game. It was pretty bad. So I'm curious to see how this team's going to respond, this coaching staff and this team, how they'll respond. Because this was a big blow. This was a knockout punch. And can you get your feet back underneath you for another game?
All right, so Houston extends to 30 games. It's a nation's best home court win streak. They'll be in the top 25 again next week. It'll make it 95 consecutive weeks in the AP poll as well. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show, and BYU head coach Kevin Young has made his way to courtside and is popping on the headset. Final score is 86-55 UH over BYU in this Saturday matinee. Coach Young has the headset on, and tough to get in front in this kind of game. Houston kind of played comfortably for most of the day today. How'd you see it?
Yeah, I mean, it was just right out of the gate. You know, that's the thing for me that was frustrating. You know, a lot of the stuff that we tried to spend the majority of our prep time on, I didn't think there was very much carryover to start the game. And so we fell into their traps, both literally and figuratively, in terms of kind of what their MO is. And that was the disappointing part, because I thought we were going to be a bit more decisive offensively. Yeah, we were on our heels quite a bit.
Did they give you what you expected to get from them?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that surprised me, I mean, I'll be surprised if they hit more than 16 threes in a game. So, you know, you have to tip your hat to their shooting. Even that, though, the ones we gave up were, you know, not the normal ones that we give up, so we'll have to clean that up. But yes, defensively, it was exactly what we thought it would be. And, you know, I thought our ball movement was poor. We got two on the ball, we held it, and then we made the first pass out, and then we held it. And that, when you do that against a long athletic team that plays with multiple efforts, it's going to be tough to score.
Yeah, this was a tough one. Obviously, hard to sugarcoat this one. How do you approach a game like this with your team after the game? What do you tell them? And how much do you dwell on today and rather than looking forward?
Yeah, I mean, kind of my message to our guys is just, you know, just trying to build up our internal belief of what we can do in this league. You know, this is obviously one of the premier teams in the league, and so I thought it was a great opportunity for us to come in here and compete. And, you know, I was a little disappointed with just kind of the overall bravado of our club. You know, I thought Trevin had it some, you know, just like a swagger about what he was doing out there. So, you know, we're trying to continue to build them up, but, you know, you got to have a short memory. You know, we play Tuesday, and a great opportunity to bounce back. And this team, our team, has been really good in terms of responding when we face adversity. I expect nothing less on Tuesday.
Closing comments with Coach Young are coming up. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. More with the coach as we conclude from Houston next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Clash of the Cougars today here in Houston. UH wins at 86-55. Time for the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. NFL.com. It turned out to be a stat the other way this day, Coach Young, but the offensive rebound numbers went in Houston's favor, where you're normally in control of that category. Your offensive rebound rate today was at 24%, which is maybe, I don't know, 10 to 15% up what you'd normally like it to be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the turnovers and rebounding is what we kind of keyed in on coming into the game, and they, you know, that blueprint stayed the same for them in a good way for them and bad way for us. So poor execution on our part as it relates to keeping them off the glass. I'm more concerned about their offensive rebounding than I am ours. I thought we did a poor job of, you know, checking guys out off the perimeter that were crashing and, you know, led them to get quite a few multiple opportunity possessions.
Yeah, and their offensive rebound rate was about 15% higher than it normally is for them.
Yeah, and they, you know, I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat it like Mark said. I mean, they kicked our butt pretty much in every way.
Yeah, I mean, you have games like this. You've been around long enough to know that, and I think that there's a tendency to be too reactive to something like this. But just in general, you know, when you're coaching a team, how open are you to fiddling with whether it's starting lineups, or we saw Foose and Kaba in together? I mean, how much at this point in the season are you looking at different combinations to address a certain problem?
Yeah, I think that's a hard, you know, like we didn't get very battle tested through the non-conference, right? So we're having to learn on the fly. You know, we had injuries where we weren't a full team. So, you know, we're still, you know, I'm still tweaking with different things and looking at different things. But, I mean, I'm open to a lot of different, you know, options as it relates to our group. It's tough because you play super well in game one and then you play really bad in game two, right? And so it's we're probably somewhere in between the two of them, and we'll continue to learn about our group and just keep getting better.
Yeah, two wire-to-wire games both ways this week. But, yeah, you hit it. Texas Tech comes into your place on a Tuesday night now. You go right back into it.
Yeah, and that's the good thing about, you know, competition, you know, where you're able to, you know, kind of lick your wounds and get back to it. And, you know, there's no better way to feel better about a loss than, you know, winning the next game. And so that'll be, you know, everyone will be extremely, you know, hungry for that opportunity, you know, led by me. And that's what basketball is. You learn from the good and bad, and you just try to keep improving so you're at your best towards the end of the year.
Houston very much as advertised today for sure. That's 30 consecutive home wins. Not a big building, but a really good building when the team gets going. Houston, that is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, good atmosphere. They got going, but, you know, they played well, and they play well here, and, you know, they're a good basketball team.
You get them just the once, though. They're not coming to your place. This was it. You got to look at them early, and we'll see how they do in the rest of the league, but they look sharp.
Yeah, they do. You know, I wish they were coming to Provo so we could, you know, avenge this, but hopefully we'll get a crack at them, you know, in the postseason.
Okay, Coach, we'll see you on the plane here in a bit.
All right, thanks.
All right, that's Coach Kevin Young, and that will do it for BYU basketball on this Saturday afternoon from the Fertitta Center in Houston. UH 86 and BYU 55 is our final score. Our thanks to the crew back at BYU Radio. Seth Larson, our control board operator, editor Maya Tippetts, coordinating producer Terry South, engineer Barry Squires, and studio host Ben Bagley. Appreciation goes out to Jeff Conrad, Houston's basketball media relations director, along with BYU's Tyson Jex, helping us with our pre- and post-game interviews. Great help by them all week long here in Houston. And that just leaves the guys on the headset. Mark, we will be off to the airport here, head back home very quickly, and get ready to do it again Tuesday at the Marriott Center.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's frustrating for the coaches and the players and the fans. I mean, you have games like this. This is one of the best teams in the country, the best defensive team in the country. They're at home, and they got loose. I mean, if you get to give a team a little rope and they feel comfortable and everything's going, all the crazy shots are going, the games can get away from you. So I don't put too much stock in this loss. I don't put too much stock in the win the other night against ASU. Like Coach said, somewhere in the middle is probably where this team is. But I think there's a lot of good things to like. This snapshot today certainly was not a positive one, and you worry about this snapshot combined with the Providence snapshot, and then it becomes kind of a movie if you get too many snapshots. But we'll see how it goes. I think this team's going to be fine, and like I said, going home at the Marriott Center against Texas Tech will be a great chance for them to bounce back.
All right, 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip for BYU and Texas Tech on Tuesday. So for Mr. Mark Durant, my name is Greg Grubel. Thanking you all for tuning in. Final score is Houston 86 and BYU 55. And this has been BYU Basketball. So, in the meantime and in between time, thanks for joining us on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good day and so long from Houston, Texas.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Borkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.